coronavirus, COVID-19, the whole thing was premeditated. It was murder. It was active terrorism by a state against the world. Let's call it what it is. Here's the bad news. For 58 years, the United States, the UK, in collaboration with researchers around the world, planned to use coronavirus to instill the most tyrannical reform of society that this generation has ever seen. And they did it purely premeditated to make sure that we were cowed into submission.
Do you believe the Olympics? Do they have the chance of becoming maybe a super spreader?
I think that's a for sure, 1,000%.
Peter Hotez, the mini-me of Fauci, calls for police deployment against anti-vaxxers. It's worse than that. UN and NATO troops to take over the media, lock down, martial law, and force inject you under the UN treaty. What?
We have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st. Mr. Bloomberg mentioned H5N1. We're seeing sporadic human cases, no human-to-human transmission yet. And that's just the beginning. We have another major coronavirus likely brewing in Asia. We've had SARS in 2002. We have a big problem with mosquito-transmitted viruses all along the Gulf Coast, where I am here in Texas. So we're expecting dengue and possibly Zika virus coming back, or a Puche virus, maybe even yellow fever, a fivefold rise in pertussis cases, whooping cough over the last year, 15 measles outbreaks this year. We've got polio that's been in the wastewater in New York State. All that's going to come crashing down on January 21st on the Trump administration. We need a really, really good team to be able to handle this.
The health sector can't solve this on its own. We're going to have to bring in Homeland Security. We need the other United Nations agencies, NATO. This is a security problem.
At least 15 federal agencies knew that gain-of-function research was being done in the Wuhan lab since what, 2018?
We've gotten all of our information from a whistleblower, but we now know it wasn't just one agency that China was approaching. China made a presentation, or an American representative, Peter Daszak, made a representation to 15 agencies about creating a virus that, guess what, looks suspiciously like COVID-19 and looks like no other virus in nature from that family. They were working on this and presented it to 15 agencies. And in 2020, when they saw COVID-19, they should have all been calling and raising the alarm and saying, my goodness, we saw this 2 years ago. We knew the Chinese were doing this. Lo and behold, they did it.
Bill Gates says we'll never find a coronavirus cure. That was in October 2020. So he's telling you take the shot, it will cure you, while separately saying in his own foundation and in the NIH that there'll never be a cure because they flooded everybody with all these cancer viruses, but there are cures. So it's lies on top of lies on top of lies.
Let's walk through it. It's HIV, XMRV, and SARS. It never was a coronavirus, and that's the big lie.
Okay, then let's stop there.
We are seeing teenage girls or girls in their 20s presenting with stage 4 breast cancer.
But they hid the fact from the FDA that there was a very carcinogenic substance within these vaccines. They continued to give them. And now we're seeing just an explosion of cancer, especially among young people.
Matt Hancock, who got caught admitting that the COVID thing was all fake, it was about control, in his text messages that came out, who ran the poison shot operations in the UK. More of his messages have come out. And now Matt Hancock is cracking jokes about Bill Gates' conspiracy. He joked about Bill Gates ought to be paying me a lot of money for all the people I injected with his chips. Well, he does own a company that does put nano chips in vaccines to track you. But what they put is self-replicating nanotech spike protein to cut off and self-replicate your DNA defense system. And then they load you with hundreds of known top cancer viruses. So it's far worse than a microchip.
Well, we definitely need to do something about the COVID criminals, even if it is 5 years after their crimes were mostly committed. The vaccines, the virus, the lockdowns, the COVID criminals.
My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, with the Fight for Liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, that's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down thealexjonesstore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
And 53 minutes until Inauguration Day. It certainly already feels like Trump in some ways is the President of the United States. And yet, in this countdown to Inauguration Day, so many crazy things have happened, including over this weekend, what we saw in Syria with the toppling of the Assad regime. And then there was Trump in France. The main character, if you will, in the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral. We are going to be visiting those sights and sounds. We're also going to be talking about the fall of Assad in Syria. We're going to be joined by Syrian girl in the second hour to give her take on all of this. We're also going to have a big story out of Central America in the third hour today. Some follow-up on the reporting that we did a week ago, and then some very interesting exclusive news that's going to be massive coming out of Central America with a very special guest today. And so it pretty much is exactly what we thought. The human trafficking operation, the involvement of the Biden administration, the open borders, the chaos to drive it all in, it's bad. It's bad. And other world leaders are well aware of what Mayorkas has done. And so, yes, we have to find the kids, and then we have to hold them accountable, those responsible in the Biden administration, and other policymakers and NGOs must be held accountable for what they've done to the children. Simply put. So we'll have some big breaking news on that in the third hour. We'll visit some of Trump's over hour-long interview with Kirsten Welker of NBC News. And it's almost better. I sit there and I ask myself, why does he continue to give these hacks, these frauds, these phonies, these liars, these people that hate him, have tried to sabotage him, destroy him, get him killed, why does he continue to give them the time? And then you watch the interview and you get it, because for him to be postured against the fake news, for him to be going eye to eye, toe to toe with the establishment voice box, with the propaganda agents, it just makes it more powerful. And it will get probably more views than if he went on a favorable podcast. So we'll be visiting some of that today. We've also got an update on the Department of Government Efficiency with Ron Paul and the influence he's going to have there, already being reflected and promoted by Elon Musk. And this is stuff that's long overdue. Can you drag Congress over the finish line? That is the question. Our bought and paid for corrupt Congress. That will be the ultimate determining factor as to whether or not the Department of Government Efficiency is going to be able to really do anything. The lesser charges in the Daniel Penny case also dropped today, actually found not guilty. Found not guilty. And so some of the response to this might have been anticipated with, I don't know if they're official Black Lives Matter groups anymore that are really that involved, but it's the same difference. And they're coming out, having press conferences, saying they're going to riot. Their normal black versus white rhetoric. And so if you're in New York City, expect a large police presence tonight. I don't know if they'll actually have the numbers to riot again. But it's funny, they just admit it now. They just say, no, this is what we do. This is what we do. Things don't go our way. We just riot. So, we've got all of that for you today and more. But when it comes to Donald Trump, he goes to the grand opening of the reopening, I should say, of the Notre Dame Cathedral and was the center of attention. Got the grand entrance from Macron, shaking all the other foreign diplomat and leaders' hands. They all wanted to talk to him. They all wanted to see him. They're all wondering what he's going to do. They're all trying to get their voice in his ear. It was the grand reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral. It was the grand reintroduction of Donald Trump to the world stage as the leader of the United States of America. And it's great to see it. If you're an American, our leader, our president, going there, demanding the world's attention and being treated with respect, being able to walk on his own power, think with his own mind, it's nice to see. And so I got all these clips. If you guys want to start going through it, the grand opening with Macron, he's even getting friendly treatment from the Bidens, Jill Biden, Ashley Biden there with him. Everybody's staring at him, literally watching every move he makes, watching him interact with all the other world leaders. So it's just nice to see a real leader, the president of the United States, demanding the attention and respect from the world, something we've obviously been lacking with Joe Biden, a man who can stand on his own two feet. You know, what is the deal with Zelensky, that bum? He refuses to put on a suit and tie. Has he ever worn it once? He wore that tuxedo when he used to be a comedian. He was wearing the tuxedo when he used to be a comedian and he used to do the piano playing with his male member. The last time I saw this guy wearing any form of formal attire or a suit was when he was doing stand-up comedy or sketch comedy. He even wore a suit when he did the TV show pretending to be the president and shooting up the parliament. Remember that? Yeah, that was Zelensky. He was an actor, a comedian, before he became the tyrant, the dictator. Was once the president, now he's a dictator, illegitimate. But now he refuses to wear a suit to any event, not the reopening of the cathedral, not during foreign meetings. Yeah, and you want to talk about the ultimate troll. Trump is, he's releasing all this merchandise. His latest is a fragrance. I'm guessing this is a cologne for men. Maybe they have it for women, too. And this isn't a plug. I just want to be clear. But you want to talk about a troll. He takes an image from the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral here, and he's got Ashley Biden and Jill Biden giving him the eyes. Let's just leave it at that. He's getting the eyes. And he turns that image into a marketing pitch, an ad for his new fragrance, for his new cologne called Fight, Fight, Fight. And it's Jill and Ashley giving him the eyes there. So, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this guy's having the time of his life. You know, the whole world is I shouldn't say the whole world. It looks like most of the world respects Donald Trump. Most of the world probably looks at the United States of America and wants a leader that's not corrupt or at least competent. But, of course, the deep state, and our corrupt CIA and other corrupt intelligence agencies, you know, they're all trying to destroy him. They're all trying to destroy the house before he gets back home into the White House. And he's just having the time of his life using Jill and Ashley Biden to market his new fragrance. Fight, fight, fight. It's nice to see the world is healing. They all really love Hitler, don't they? They all really love that racist, rapist Hitler, Donald Trump, don't they? Isn't that something? But it's really a shame because I can sit here and joke and have a good laugh over Trump's new ad here featuring the Biden girls. But isn't it actually despicable? They just sit there and they just lie about Trump and they all know it's a lie. And then they're going to sit there and shake his hand and grandstand and give him the doll eyes. As if they never said any of it. As if they aren't calling him a rapist and a racist and Hitler and everything else under the sun. And then it's nothing but smiles and handshakes and baby doll eyes and Zelensky in a sweatshirt. Put on a suit, you bum! Why can't this guy, he wants all of our money, but he can't afford a suit. Everyone else in the entire venue, every other man at least, but the women were in formal wear too. Every other man is in a suit and a tie except Zelensky. What is up with that? There's something to that. I don't know what it is. It's like him getting cucked by the intelligence agencies or like him cucking you because you pay for his war and he's an illegitimate dictator. He doesn't even put on a tie. And look, I'm not sitting up here like I'm the fashion police or anything. You know, sometimes I'll come on air without a tie, whatever. I'm sitting here. If I show up at some event and I'm the only guy there that's not dressed for the occasion, then that's on me. So that's on him. But why is he doing that? There's something there. So the whole world is watching for Donald Trump's every move. The rumors are that Macron, yeah, there's that little dictator nugget. The rumors are that Macron had to go for an x-ray on his hand afterwards, maybe some broken phalanges after the Trump squeeze. Look at this. Zelensky's in combat boots. Dude, you are not at war. You never have been. You have sent hundreds of thousands of your men to die. And then he goes out there in like some fake combat boots in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. What a joke. Well, you know, we've only given him hundreds of billions of dollars. So, must be tough to afford a suit. Can't even do it. Other things from Donald Trump. Look, there was the last time you saw Zelensky in a suit. In the TV show. Where he shot up the parliament. Yeah, literally. Has Zelensky worn a suit since then? I guess he just always wears what he's told to wear. So he was the actor there. They told him to wear a suit and tie, so he wore it. But now that he's an actor on the world stage, now he's told to wear a sweatshirt and sweatpants. I guess that's how it goes. Trump says he will start pardoning January 6 defendants first day in office. Well, really, I guess I could understand why Bondi might not want to get this work started now in case he won't get confirmed. But I'd say that's probably, I mean, that's like a 98-99% Bondi will get confirmed. So I don't really think that's a risk. So really, they should be ready for the pardons day one. If you want, even if you wanted to say case by case, you can be doing that work right now. But many of them, it's obvious. Many of them, it's obvious, nonviolent. I mean, all nonviolent should be day one. And then if you want to, again, case by case with people that might have assault charges or police officer skirmishes, okay, maybe you can look at that. But I'm more of the blanket pardon approach at this point, especially after what Joe Biden did pardoning his son. Just screw it at this point. Trump urges immediate ceasefire in Ukraine. Now, let's go to some of the clips from Trump's over hours, almost an hour and a half with Kirsten Welkner. He talked about all kinds of issues. In fact, actually, let's go first to Cash Patel. Now, the word out of D.C. is Cash Patel is about a 90% chance he's going to get confirmed. They believe he has the votes. Anybody saying, oh, we know we have the votes or we don't have the votes. I don't believe any of these senators at this point. But it seems to be Patel is good. Here he is talking about the situation in Ukraine and Zelensky. This is hopefully, likely, your future FBI director, Cash Patel, clip 12.
I've asked this Congress to investigate where has this money gone. The American people are owed that answer because it's our money, our taxpayer dollars.
And there's a lot of really good reason to be concerned because, the Ukraine was known as a, place of corruption, a place for money laundering.
Yeah. It's not like we sent $1 billion, as if that was even a small number to begin with, right? We've sent 100 times that to one country. I don't know how this Congress is allowed to get away with it. And Zelensky is out there. He went on the world stage and said Russia fired a rocket into Poland, which would literally be an act of war. Well, it turned out that Russia fired no such rocket. It turned out that the rocket came from the Ukraine and was fired into Poland.
And it was a mistake, basically.
If Zelensky's going to go out there and beg the world for more money and more money and come to the U.S. and sit in the well of our Congress and say, we want more money, and then call and demand the new Speaker of the House provide more and more money and call Mitch McConnell and say, we need more and more machinery. He needs to be more prepared about global statements that bring us to the precipice of war than doing what he did last fall with this missile attack, or this missile launch, I should say. And we just can't have full faith and trust by giving a leader $100 billion and having him say, I'm not telling you where the money went.
And remember, it was Congress that voted against the oversight. Rand Paul was one of the very few that voted for oversight. They didn't want it. Well, why is that? Well, that's corruption. That's money laundering. Give me the money, but don't watch what I do with it. Well, that's because you're a criminal. And Congress is complicit in all of this. And we'll have more on that when we're dealing with Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency. But Trump was talking NATO. He was talking geopolitics, talking some of his agenda with Kirsten Welker. Welkner. Let's look at some of these clips quickly. First, let's start with Trump and Welkner, clip 4.
Sir, I don't have to tell you this because you've talked about it. It comes at a time when the country is deeply divided. And now you're going to be leading this country for the next 4 years. For the sake of unifying this country, will you concede the 2020 election and turn the page on that chapter?
No. Oh, why would I do that? But let me just tell you, when you say the country is deeply divided, I'm not the president. Joe Biden's the president.
But you're going to be the president.
Pardon me real quick. No. Perfect answer, A-plus answer. No, why would I do that, and I'm not the president? Sit down and shut up. Fake news, meet the press. Continue.
I'm not the president. So when you say it's deeply divided, I agree. But Biden's the president, I'm not. And he has been a divider. And you know where he divided it more than anything else, and it probably backfired on him, I think definitely, is weaponization. When he weaponized the Justice Department and he went after his political opponent, me. He went after his political opponent violently because he knew he couldn't beat him. And I think it really was a bad thing, and it really divided our country.
Sir, Democrats have control of the White House now. They didn't. In 2020, if they are going around stealing elections, why
didn't
they
do it this time? When you say Democrats have control now?
Of the White House.
Yeah.
So why didn't they steal this election? Since they have more power now.
Because I think it was too big to rig.
So you won't...
It's too big to rig.
To the people who say that You're now directing your Justice Department to investigate 2020, and they want to move on.
Very capable. I think Pam is going to be great.
Precious resources.
By the way,
is that what you want them to do?
Just so you know, I have the right to do that, but I'm not interested in that.
You're not going to do that.
I'm not interested. Okay. I have the absolute right. I'm the chief law enforcement officer. You do know that. I'm the president. But I'm not interested in that. You know what I'm interested in? Drilling and getting prices down and stopping people from pouring into our border that come from prisons and mental institutions.
You know, it was one of his best interviews, and it was because he was in control of the narrative, and unintentionally, Welker pretty much set him up for his best interview. Because I get it, sitting here, why would you go on with Meet the Press? All they do is attack you, lie about your supporters, but it's the perfect juxtaposition of the fake news media, the propaganda, versus Donald Trump controlling the narrative and bringing things home. And so anybody that's watching that and heading into the next administration as an American citizen and is thinking, I'm not really sure what to expect, I'm kind of unclear on some of these things, they say this, they say that, Trump got control of those narratives in that interview. The 2020 election is perfect. And they can sit here and act like, oh, there were no shenanigans, and ignore the vote Viagra in five states and everything else, ignore the Democrats flipping seats in this most recent election as well. They will ignore it, of course. But he just says, hey, I could do that if I wanted. I'm not going to say anything about the 2020 election. You're not going to sit here and force me to concede it. But you know what I want to do? I want to turn the energy back on. I want to get people's prices down. That's what I want to do. If you want to sit here and attack me and demonize what I've said over 2020, go ahead. I'm here to focus on the future. Maybe they investigate what happened in 2020. Maybe they don't. But it was the perfect response there. And you can tell she's so off put. She didn't know what to do. She's floundering around, stuttering and stammering. Now, we got more coming up from Trump. And I'll just say this quickly as we're heading to the break. There is an ongoing hearing as far as the future of InfoWars is concerned. There is a chance, I would say a small chance, that there could be a decision while this show is on air. The crew, myself, had a meeting with Alex Jones before the show, and he said, hey, here's the deal. If something happens, we're here in studio. I'm going to make an announcement. Just be ready for that. If they do try to shut it down, we'll be ready to do special broadcasts, whether it's here or elsewhere. So I just want to put that note out here for the audience tuning in, wondering about that. When we went on air, the hearing was still ongoing. Very long, drawn out, painful process. It's like a dental procedure. And so I'm guessing it's still ongoing. It could go long into the night. There's a small chance that there could be a development before we're off air. Should that be the case, we will get the information from Alex. He will make the announcement, and we'll go forward from there. In the case that there is no conclusion tonight, which is kind of what I'm anticipating, but who knows at this point? Anticipating anything at this point is a fool's errand. But should there be no decision tonight, InfoWars will go on with normal operations as we have, back on air tomorrow. But stay tuned here. If anything happens, you will be hearing from Alex Jones. And if we are on tomorrow, I plan on just going into the full interview with Trump and Welker later tonight. But I got too much other news and guests today on this show that we need to get to.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Thank you. In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com. At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thegallowshowstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
FDA may outlaw food dyes within weeks. Bombshell move would affect candy, soda, and cakes, revolutionize American diets. Most of these toxic ingredients cannot even be found in foreign countries. In fact, the same name brand products in America would have different ingredients in different countries around the world. It seems to be America that puts the most poisonous ingredients in our food. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to deal with this day one. And I'm a small government guy, really. Least smallest possible government is what I'm in favor of. I wouldn't say I'm a full-blown anarchist, but, you know, I'm like least amount of government. Least amount of government interaction, involvement is what I'm for. So it's not like I want there to be some FDA overseeing everything. But if we do have an FDA, what's the purpose? Well, it's to make sure you don't put poison in the food. Well, they put poison in the food, and the FDA greenlights it. And then they'll go after farmers who just want to sell raw milk. And they'll make sure there's all kinds of different laws surrounding raw milk and raw foods.
But if it's a toxic food dye, which is basically a poison, then it's okay. So this is a good move. This is repurposing the FDA for what its original intent was. So I don't think that that's radical at all. Now, Donald Trump was asked about RFK Jr. in the Meet the Press interview, asked about vaccines and other issues. Here was Trump's response in clip five.
Let me ask you about RFK Jr. He has obviously talked about his skepticism of vaccines. He's expressed opposition to childhood vaccines. Do you want to see childhood vaccines eliminated?
If they're dangerous for the children, look.
So possibly?
When you look at some of the problems, when you look at what's going on with disease and sickness in our country.
You know, pause it real quick there. Did you notice what Welker just did there? Again, perfect response from Trump. Just take whatever your opinions or politics are aside and just look at this from a sheer, I'm grading this interview perspective, A-plus response. If it's hurting the children. So she can't pin him down, which is what she wanted to do. If you go back and listen to it again, if you guys want to just cue that right back up. She wanted to pin him down and make him sound like a kook and a crazy on vaccines. So then they could run these attack pieces. Trump's going to cause measles, mumps, rubella, and polio, and all these other things. Because he's against vaccines. He's against vaccines. We got him. He's against vaccines. So she's trying to pin him down. And you kind of, look, Welker comes off as kind of an airhead bimbo, and she probably is. But stuff like that, she knows exactly what she's doing, folks. That's the strategy from Meet the Press here. It's not to actually interview Donald Trump. It's to have all of these set up questions to try to pin him down. That was a perfect one right there. I'm going to pin him down, and then we're going to label him against vaccines, and then we're going to blame him on all these outbreaks, and we're going to use that clip. Well, he doesn't fall for it. He says, if it hurts the children, yes. Brilliant. But if you notice her response, you'll see she was already ready for the pin down. She got ahead of her skis there, and she got all excited, and she's like, oh, you would? Then you would? Trying to pin him down, even though that her pin already failed, and he flipped her out of it. So let's just listen to that again. This is how the fake news operates. This is Trump walking into the rat's nest with all the rat's traps, and then putting them in the trap. Brilliantly done. I think do we have it queued up again, guys, from that point? Well, we'll play it from the beginning. It was like 5 seconds. Just listen to Welker's response after Trump judos her on the pin down question and then pins her, and she tries to, oh, no, you said you'd ban him, right? You said you'd ban him. And he just, no, that's not what he said. Go ahead.
Let me ask you about RFK Jr. He has obviously talked about his skepticism of vaccines. He's expressed opposition to childhood vaccines. Do you want to see childhood vaccines eliminated?
If they're dangerous for the children, look.
So possibly?
When you look at some of the...
So perfect response. If they're dangerous for the children. Oh, so somebody hears that and says, oh, if they're dangerous for the children, they might be dangerous for the children? Now they're curious. She wanted to pin him down. So possibly? You hear that? So possibly? She tries for the pin again. You failed, Welker. Trump's smarter than you. You failed. You got caught in the trap. Now you've just aired an hour-long interview where the president says childhood vaccines might be dangerous for children. Huh. Who fell into the trap? See, you thought you were going to trap him. He ended up trapping you. And then after you get caught in the trap, you're wailing, so you would, right? You said you would. Oh, not what he said. Now people are going to look into the issue. Great. Beautifully done, Trump. Okay, continue.
You look at some of the problems. When you look at what's going on with disease and sickness in our country, something's wrong.
Are you talking about autism?
Well, if you take a look at autism, you go back 25 years, autism was almost non-existent. It was, you know, 1 out of 100,000. And now it's close to 1 out of 100.
Well,
I mean, what's happening if they can find it? Now, I did something the other night that was a little unusual. At Mar-a-Lago, I called the drug companies, the top drug companies, and I called RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz and some of his people. And I said, let's all get together and let's figure out where we're going, because we're going to do a lot of things. Number one, we're going to reduce prices, because the middleman makes more money than the drug companies, in all fairness to the drug companies. There's a middleman that nobody even knows who they are. And you look at our drug prices, they're much higher than the prices for the same medicine, for the same stuff. So we met. And we were met for a long time, and we talked about pricing, and we talked about vaccines, you know, in terms of what happens. We talked about pesticides. We talked about everything. And I think a lot of good things are going to come from him. And he's not going to upset any system. He's not going to upset the system. He's not looking to, you know, to reinvent the wheel totally. But when you look at the numbers, we really don't have a very healthy country.
Well, sir, going back 25 years, studies show that there is no link between vaccines.
Pause it right there and run it 5 seconds. Did you see what she did there? She did the same thing that Leslie Stahl was doing 4 years ago. Trump was talking about how they spied on him. Trump was talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. And what did Leslie Stahl do? But sir, you have no proof. But sir. And then, of course, Trump was right about everything and Leslie Stahl was wrong. And now it's the same routine. It's the same routine, this time with Welker. You are not the authority. You are a fake news bimbo. You are a known fake news hack. Anti-truth. Anti-Trump. All about you. And you think you're going to outwit Donald Trump. Mockingbird Press, fake news media. But sir. As if everything he's talking about isn't true. The pesticides with the health problems. How many times have you seen one of those big lawsuits? They run commercials on TV. Class action lawsuits, commercials, TV, radio. It's well known the stuff in pesticides can cause cancer. Well known. You look at all the things he's talking about, childhood obesity. You look at just the general health of the American population. All these things are not going well. And Trump points it out. But sir, nothing. You don't cover any of it because you're fake news. You don't cover any of it. So it must not be true. But of course, it's all true. So this interview is going to come back to play just like the Leslie Stahl interview did. But sir, the laptop is fake news. But sir, nobody was ever spying on you. You're talking to the president. So this same thing is going to happen for Welker. And in 4 years, when we get rid of all the poisons and we stop vaccinating our kids to death, and Americans' health gets better, we'll go back and play this interview. And Welker is going to be extremely embarrassed. But sir! Go ahead.
Going back 25 years, studies show that there is no link between vaccines and autism. And yet it sounds like you are open to the possibility of him looking
I'm
at
open to
getting
anything.
Rid of him?
I think somebody has to find out. If you go back 25 years ago, you had very little autism. Now you have it. I mean,
well, they say because they're better at identifying it.
Oh, yes. Look at those eyes. Rewind that again. Look at those eyes. Oh, man, you can tell this is a demon getting defeated right here. This is a demon getting wrecked. Whoo! Let me explain something. And maybe your personal experience is similar to mine, but it's just I'm a face, I'm a voice that people recognize. And from 2016 to 2020 to now, the difference in public perception is noticeable. And I'm talking specifically about health stuff. You might have been able to pull that off 10 years ago and play that card of there's no study, there's no link, oh no, autism, blah, blah, blah. Now, most
educated adults, and I would even say probably the vast majority of Americans, are at least open-minded to this conversation, if not have already decided, yeah, these vaccines are causing major harm, what we do to the kids. Doesn't mean you're anti-vaccine. It just says, hey, we're looking at obvious measurables. We're looking at obvious trends here. We got problems with our health. Autism rates are up. You can play this, well, we're just better at noticing it. You don't think a parent notices when there's might be something a little off with their child? You don't think that a parent notices you take in a healthy baby, you give it four shots, it comes out brain dead? Oh, but we need the scientific studies. These people have lost so much ground, and they just don't realize it yet. They just haven't realized it yet. You are completely disconnected with the American people. Completely disconnected. I guarantee you, I'll talk to, I mean, I've got friends that have had kids last couple years. I've got friends that are pregnant. Nobody's getting these shots, folks. Nobody. Nobody's getting these shots. And now there's like these communities where you call up some other parents. You know, we got crew here, a lot of people here got kids. And you call up other parents, you got a kid on the way, you say, hey, do you have a pediatrician or is there somewhere I can go when my wife gives birth and they're not going to pressure me into vaccines? And it's a little community. You say, oh, yes, these places are good. These pediatricians are good. Avoid this place. And this is everywhere. That doesn't sell anymore, Welker. It doesn't sell. It's actually popular to be against Big Pharma now. It's actually popular to be against the childhood vaccine schedule now. We won. I mean, we have kicked your ass. And you're so out of touch. You don't even care that you've lost your audience. You don't even care that you're completely out of touch with the American people. You can't even open your eyes and see it for yourself. Like so many other Americans have. All right, continue. Look at those eyes, man.
1 in 100,000, and now it's 1 in 100. That's a pretty bad number.
Childhood vaccines.
I mean, something is going on. I don't know if it's vaccines. Maybe it's chlorine in the water, right? You know, people are looking at a lot of different things.
Well, you know, childhood vaccines.
I want them to look at everything.
Everything. So childhood vaccines have prevented about 4 million deaths around the world every year.
I think it's great. I'm all for it. I think it's great. Hey, look, I'm not against vaccines. The polio vaccine is the greatest thing. If somebody told me get rid of the polio vaccine, they're going to have to work real hard to convince me. I think certain vaccines are incredible. But maybe some aren't. And if they aren't, we have to find out. But when you talk about autism, because it was brought up, and you look at the amount we have today versus 20 or 25 years ago, it's pretty scary.
Well, again, scientists say that's because they've gotten better at identifying it, and there's no link in
but
studies.
The drug companies
are going to be... Because there's actually another element to this that is worth mentioning. Oh, scientists have gotten better at identifying these things. Oh, better at identifying autism or ADHD or all these other things. Oh, really? Because... Do you want to talk about that, too? We can talk about that. What happens when these doctors, these scientists, what happens when they identify one of these learning disabilities? They prescribe the child a drug. And then the pharmaceutical industry gets paid. And then the doctor gets the kickbacks. And then the pharmaceutical companies buy ads on network television. Like Meet the Press on NBC News. It's called upward synchronization. And Welker couldn't care less about the health of the kids. Clearly based off of what she says in this interview. Oh yeah, they've gotten better at identifying these things. It's all by design. It's all by design. They've gotten better at identifying these things, and they got a list of new things. And there'll be new things because then there'll be new drugs, and they'll keep pushing drugs onto the kids. And then our kids will get more sick and more sick and more sick. And when Donald Trump simply says, hey, our kids are getting sick, we should look into everything. Meet the Press's Kirsten Welker says, but the scientists, but the doctors. Maybe she knows they could lose everything. If they don't have the big pharmaceutical ad money, can network news television even survive? Maybe that's what Welker is in it for. All right, finish up with Trump's statement.
To say that's because they've gotten better at identifying it and there's no link in
but
study.
The drug companies are going to be working with RFK Jr. And he's been an interesting guy to me. I've watched him for 25 years. And he's been an interesting guy.
Man. Those eyes. I mean, look at that. Kirsten Welker. One of the worst. You don't get into that position by being high on ethics. Let's just put it that way. But man, Trump really brought the psycho demon eyes out of her, didn't he? Whew. So then, let's look at some of these nominees here. Representative Eric Burleson from Missouri puts it right. He says, my message to GOP senators who don't want to confirm Trump's nominees, Trump took a bullet to the head and then dragged you into the majority. The American people sent a mandate and the American people are watching. Well, we are watching. And to those in the Republican Party that want to be obstinate and want to operate for the deep state or even just basically come out as Democrats, even with an R behind their name, they will be primaried and they will be defeated. You see, the Republican Party has had major reforms in the last 8 years under Trump, and the Republican voter is paying attention to politics unlike we ever have before. And that's why the modern day Republican voter is not really a big fan of the past Republican administrations. We're evolving with the times. We're better researched. We're more active and activated. So, yeah. The Republicans that try to block Trump's nominees will be primaried and will be defeated. You watch. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind of those Republican senators up there working with the Democrats to block Trump's agenda. And, of course, one in the crosshairs is Pete Hegseth. Navy SEALs and veterans to march for Hegseth confirmation. There are more than 100 Navy SEAL veterans and warfighters reportedly planning to march to support him on the first day of his confirmation hearing. So this will be, it'll be hundreds by the time this is all said and done, I'm sure. Good for Pete Hegseth. He's earned a lot of that social credit. He's cashing in on it now. Here's Tom Cotton on that situation. Senator Cotton in clip 10.
Lastly, real quick, Pete Hegseth seems to have gotten momentum behind him, but you're in Washington. You talk to these senators. You go to lunch in the cafeteria together. So is he on track? Is he gaining momentum?
Brian, I expect a Republican Senate is going to confirm all of a Republican president-elect's nominees. I had a good meeting last week with Pete Hegseth and with Pam Bondi. I know many of these nominees. Two Arkansans have been nominated as ambassadors, Marco Rubio, Kelly Loeffler. Doug Collins and I served together. In fact, if you go back 32 years to Bill Clinton's transition, there are only two nominees out of 72 cabinet secretary nominees in which senators of the president-elect's party voted against them. So no one should be surprised that a Republican Senate is going to confirm the Republican president-elect's cabinet secretaries.
You know, there's a lot of things at play here. And I'm just going to say it once because some people are tired of it and they really just can't even handle it, quite frankly. But the one thing that's always at play, and this is maybe the biggest thing that knocked Matt Gaetz out of the attorney general nomination, and that is the Israeli lobby. They control the votes in Congress. So I don't think they'll try to block Hegseth. I think in this element, it's basically going to be a ritualistic humiliation of Hegseth. They probably, a lot of these senators probably didn't want him for personal reasons, or they had their own idea for a pick for other reasons. and they didn't want Hegseth, but they will ultimately probably be forced to vote for him because they don't want to get primaried and they don't want to be those Republicans that are going to be called Democrats for the rest of their time in Congress. So I do think Hegseth will have the votes. I don't know if I agree with Cotton that all the nominees are safe right now. I think it's going to be an interesting process. But we shall see when the votes come down. But what's going to happen to Hegseth is what they did to Kavanaugh. That's what's going to happen. And they're going to put him on that stand, and they're going to ridicule him, and they're going to shame him, and they're going to embarrass him. And so that's what the process we're in right now is. Hey, here's all the nasty stuff we're going to bring up in this confirmation. You sure you want to do this? Here's how we're going to try to destroy your character. Are you sure you want to do this? Hegseth says, fine. I care about the American veterans and warriors, so you go ahead. You go ahead. I'll sit on that stand, and you go ahead and do what you got to do. I'm ready to take it. And so that's what this is. This is like this humiliation ritual where if it's not somebody that the swamp really wants, then they're going to humiliate you in front of the entire American people. But then at the end of the day, I think with Hegseth, they'll probably have to vote for him. And he did just have a meeting with Joni Ernst, who's coming around. Then there's Tulsi Gabbard, the deep state running tricks on her. Former national security officer urged caution on Tulsi Gabbard. A group of nearly 100 former national security officials urged the Senate to carefully scrutinize Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, yes, those deep state intelligence agencies at it again, those liars. And now they're trying to tie her to the Assad regime. Democrats and Republicans in Congress worried that Gabbard might leak to Assad regime. Just give it a rest with the deep state. We're so sick and damn tired of it. But who knows? Maybe Gabbard can get some Democrat votes as well. All right. We got a guest coming up on the situation in Syria. Syrian Girl is going to be joining us in the next hour. We're going to get really do a deep dive into what led to this and what is to come next. Coming up in just a few short minutes with Syrian Girl. Folks, remember, do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. It's not too late. We still got time. Still got time. Get your Christmas orders in now. thealexjonesstore.com. Don't forget to become a member of the VIP club. thealexjonesstore.com/VIP.
My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, that's okay because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down thealexjonesstore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
The War Room. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, the Washington Post wants you to know they care about trust in news. No, I'm serious. Very serious, the Washington Post. Global trust in news, technological change in the future of journalism. And they have a conference. The Washington Post has a conference tomorrow, Tuesday, December 10th. Join the Washington Post live for conversations about global trust in news. So yes, because the Washington Post is your source for trust in news. That's fun. Yeah, the Washington Post is going to tell us about trust in news and why it's so down. Well, it's because you, and so people don't trust you anymore. They trust us, actually. But that's fun. Yes, the Washington Post, ladies and gentlemen, the Global Trust in News conversation. Because they're losing their audience. Oh, man, that is rich. Thank you for that laugh, Washington Post. Trust in News. Imagine it. Everything they've done to try to destroy Alex Jones and destroy InfoWars and this team and this crew, we're still on air. We're still surviving because people do trust us. And even if they do have a victory over this operation and find a way to get it shut down, people will still tune in wherever we end up because they do trust us. That's how trust actually works, when you deliver. By the way, we're delivering, and we will deliver, your Christmas gifts at thealexjonesstore.com. Guys, do we still have the Trump on a Stump? Is it still available? It did sell out, didn't it? Okay, well, you can order it. I don't know when it will ship out. I don't have all the details here, but you can still order it at thealexjonesstore.com, the Trump on the Stump Christmas decoration. Do we know where we're at on the limited edition coin? Are those still available? Let's pull up the alexjonesstore.com. So, yeah, but it looks like we sold out of both of those things. But we will be making more, so order. You can still order. But as far as Christmas deliveries are concerned, it looks like we have sold out. You can order, but it will be for later. So if you were hoping to have it delivered by Christmas, is what I'm saying, we're sold out, but you can do a pre-order and we'll ship it in a couple of weeks. So I knew that was going to happen when I said last week, place your orders now, because when I come back on air Monday, they will be sold out. But we still have plenty of other opportunity for Christmas gifts at thealexjonesstore.com. The Christmas sweaters, the Trump One apparel, like hoodies, T-shirts, hats. So go on over to thealexjonesstore.com and get some of your Christmas gifts done. Get some of that Christmas shopping done. And with every purchase, of course, you get multiple entries into the Monster Truck Raffle. What other kind of cool stuff? We got calendars over there. We've got calendars at thealexjonesstore.com now. We got ornaments. Throw me a bone here. Need the info. Well, you and I both are going to be going to thealexjonesstore.com to find out all the new products, including the ultimate turmeric gummies with ginger root and black pepper. Just launched at thealexjonesstore.com, including the Ultimate Iron Plus gummies with vitamin C, available at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, we're going to get into geopolitics coming up with Syrian Girl. Did I make the calendar, guys? I made the calendar! Yes!
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
I'm told I've made a couple appearances in the calendar. There's one of them. What month is that? This is the new calendar, the Alex Jones 2025 movie calendar. Talk about a great gift. I'm at least featured in August. Well, that's good. I'm glad I'm in the summer months. They know me. They know me well. So you can go check that out at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. We had Syrian Girl scheduled. It's like 3 in the morning, I think, in Australia right now. So I don't know if she is going to make it. We haven't been able to make contact with her yet. So we'll call an audible for now. And I'm going to hold off on this geopolitical news, hoping we can get a hold of her. If we don't, this segment, I'll probably come back in the next segment and get into that. So instead, let's just do this. Daniel Penny found not guilty in chokehold death of Jordan Neely. And there's a couple of interesting things here, and then we'll show you some of the response. The fact that this was not guilty instead of, you know, the mistrial hung jury type situation we had before tells me that there were holdouts. It wasn't holdouts that kept Penny from going to jail. There were holdouts that wanted Penny to go to jail. That's what this tells me. And after they couldn't get that done with the bigger charges, they came out and basically threw up the white flag on these lesser charges just to say, let's just get this over with. We're not gonna sway any people here anyway. So not guilty on chokehold death. So count one dismissed, count two not guilty. Penny is a free man now. Daniel Penny acquitted in subway chokehold death, sparking applause and uproar in New York City courtroom. And, of course, all kinds of uproar and applause in New York City outside of the court, all over X. This has been a big story all day long. You should see some of these responses. We'll get them to you. Black Lives Matter leader sparks outrage as he claims KKK got another victory in rant outside Daniel Penny trial. This is really sad stuff. You can't put all the blame on Barack Obama for this, but he certainly didn't help when it comes to race relations. And so to sit here and claim that this has anything to do with race is just yet another grifting opportunity. And that's all that this is. So you have people that are racists and see race through everything that are against Penny because he's white. And then you just have the race grifters that will use any opportunity to pit one race against the other to profit themselves, bring more attention to themselves. I mean, again, let's play the game right now. How many people do you think were shot and killed in Chicago this weekend? I'm going to go over under 3.5. I'm going to go over under 3.5 killed, and we'll go 16 shot in Chicago this weekend. So over under, place your bets. Over under 3.5 shot and killed in Chicago, 16 shot. Over under. Now, why do I bring this up? 14 shot, 4 fatally. I mean, it's sad that I'm so good at these odds, is it not, guys? I mean, that's actually kind of sad that this is so often that I'm like as good as Vegas odds makers putting NFL lines out. So where's the outrage, though? Where's the outrage? Nobody. This happens every weekend, and a lot of times it's innocent people. You just had a drive-by shooting in St. Louis a couple weeks ago. Young high school hockey player shot and killed, just driving in his car. Drive-by shooting. Where's the outrage for that? Where's the big press conferences? No. It's only when it's the big media opportunity to draw attention to yourself and to blame everything on the white man. Where were Jordan Neely's friends? Where were Jordan Neely's parents when he's clearly struggling for years? A known trouble causer on the subway. But now his parents care. Now it's the KKK. No, the result for Jordan Neely was sad. The result for Jordan Neely was tragic. It's sad nobody was there for him to get his life back in order. It's sad nobody was there for him. Whatever abuse issues or criminal issues that he continued to face, where were his family and friends? It was tragic for Jordan Neely. But now the family and friends show up and cry racism and KKK and want money and are bringing lawsuits. Jordan Neely father suing Daniel Penny after acquittal. The father of the victim at the center of the fatal New York City subway chokehold trial has sued the defendant. Jordan Neely's father, Andre Zachary, filed the lawsuit against Marine veteran Daniel Penny in New York Supreme Court. He accuses the Long Island native of negligence, assault, and battery, which led to the death of his unarmed son. So again, they just want money now. It's just never enough. They want the money. Where were you when Neely was going through it, struggling with issues that led him to being a known vagrant on the subway? Where were you? So, civil trial now. And it doesn't matter what all the witnesses are saying, the eyewitnesses, some of which are black Americans, by the way, black women, by the way, calling him a hero. Listen to some of the rantings and ravings outside of the courtroom today. Let's just go down the list, guys. This is from outside the courtroom after the decision. Daniel Penny, a free man. First, go to clip 14.
We got to stop that. We have to change how we impact each other. Jordan came on that subway car. The first thing he asked for was food, and he was killed. And the person who killed him was not held responsible. We cannot allow this to keep happening.
Now, notice how he says that. That's good, guys. We cannot allow this to keep happening. What is this? He's insinuating that white people can just go around and kill black people. That's what he's insinuating. White people are a problem. White people. We cannot allow this to continue. White people. And there's no justice, even though the witnesses were black that supported Daniel Penny, the white man. Oh, and it's all these lawyers that are just waiting for their next case, just waiting for their next race-based case, waiting for their next moment in front of the cameras and the press and the national news. Says, first thing Jordan Neely did when he got on the train was ask for food. Well, his father is standing right there. Did he call his dad? Did he ask his father for food? What was their relationship like that Neely is begging for food on the New York City subway? Now he's suing. Now he's got a relationship. Doesn't matter that the witnesses were talking about his erratic and threatening behavior. No, Penny is white. So he's the bad guy, and this is clearly racial injustice. And we have to stop this from happening. We don't need to stop drug-fueled tirades that are threatening people on the subway, making subway rides uncomfortable, making it uncomfortable for the general public to ride public transportation. No, we don't need to stop that. We need to stop these dirty white people. And if we accuse a white person of anything when a black person is a victim, then they must be guilty every time. Here's another one. BLM leader, clip 15.
Because to be real, they didn't even try. Once the lesser charge was removed, they came back an hour later and said it was deadlock. Less than an hour and 20 minutes later, they said not guilty. These wonderful white people, I hope they celebrate their Christmas while the Neely family is praying and asking God for comfort. God damn them and God damn America.
Nice. That'll really help. You're really helping things by blaming white people for everything. It's just sick. This is really just a sick societal cultural cancer that we have here. Why can't you get over your hatred for white people? Why do you stick race to every issue? Why can't you sit here and look at the facts of this case and say it was tragic for all involved, mostly for Neely, but that doesn't mean Penny is guilty here. You see, they never seem to care for these people until they can get money off of them. They never seem to care for these people until they can get attention off of them. Where were all these people supporting Neely so that he didn't have to be begging on a train for food and for money? Where were all these people when Neely was struggling with whatever he was struggling with in his life? Where were they then? Oh, no, now it's white people. And damn the white people. And damn America. Really, that will help. Let's continue. More from outside. Clip 16.
We need some black vigilantes.
That's right.
People want to jump up and choke us and kill us for being loud? How about we do the same when they attempt to oppress us?
Right.
I'm tired.
Tired.
Again, making it a race-based thing. When this was a Jordan Neely thing. By the way, there were black people on that train. Again, they called Penny a hero. But he wants black vigilantes to start going around assaulting white people. That'll help. More from outside. Clip 18.
Shivona Newsom, C-H-I-V-O-N-A. N-E-W-S-O-M-E. I'm the co-founder of Black Lives Matter Greater New York. I stand here heartbroken because I have to hug a father who knows that the murderer of his son will most likely go free, who has to look in the face of a jury that no matter the facts, no matter the expert witnesses, no matter the people yelling on that train that day to let Jordan go, you will kill him. They will not find a white man guilty of killing a black man in modern day America. This is no different than Jim Crow.
This looks like
a picture out of the picture book when you look at that anonymous jury. We had baby boomers who were there doing Jim Crow on this jury.
Now, pause it real quick. Almost everything she just said there is factually incorrect. But you understand why they have the jury members anonymous, because we can't have people threatening them, threatening their lives, harassing them, intimidating, terrorizing them. You see why they're held accountable? What do you think would happen to a white person on that jury and you guys just happen to get its name and address? So she doesn't even have any of the facts accurate. And then she's going to compare it to Jim Crow. Again, nothing Neely did was wrong. Neely is completely innocent in all of this. Again, his story is the most tragic. That he got to such a low point in his life, a known factor of him going around the streets, going around on subways, harassing people. And where is the family? Where are all these Black Lives Matter leaders? Where are they? Not until the tragic moment where somebody finally has to step in at maybe the lowest point in Neely's life, and he loses his life. And then y'all care. Tell you what, that's enough of her. Now, they want a riot in New York City tonight. Here they are calling for it outside the courtroom, clip 17. Now, obviously, this whole thing is outrageous. This had nothing to do with skin color. It had to do with the tragic loss of life of Jordan Neely, who had lost control of himself and his life, and nobody stepped in to help him. But now they do. Now they want to. Story has nothing to do with race, except now the real racists are showing up and blaming it on white people. This is going to be an interesting test tonight. I don't think Black Lives Matter or the radical left really has the enthusiasm behind their movement to actually start riots like they did in the case of George Floyd. So they can threaten to be active tonight. I don't think so. I think most people see through it now. They see it's a charade. They don't believe everything is race-based. They don't believe that white people are bad. And so I don't see there being riots in New York City. I don't really see the marches having many people, if they have any at all. But they're still going to make that effort. But I think it'll be another failed attempt, just like they tried to do in Chicago earlier this year. I don't think it works. I think people see through it now. I don't think riots are in anymore, if you will. And that's good for the people of New York City. However, there will be some groups that will engage in probably a lot more targeted instances, let's just say. Perhaps even on subways. So you might think, well, subways are going to be a safer place now because if there is anybody harassing and terrorizing people and somebody steps in to stop it, now you know you're not going to jail. But I could also see whatever's left of these hate groups going onto subways to engage in terrorism and harassment in the name of Jordan Neely to make some loud, intimidating messages like they did last week, saying a man was lynched here. So I don't think your rides on the subway are getting any more comfortable anytime soon, unfortunately. But you can thank Alvin Bragg, the DA, Progressive Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, downgraded staggering 60% of felony cases to lesser charges last year amid fury of criminals being repeatedly released to roam the streets of the Big Apple. Yeah, how many charges had Neely had previously? Was it 42, guys? Jordan Neely, 42 prior arrests. This man clearly needed help, and unfortunately, it showed up too late for him. But now his family and friends want to be involved in his life. But it was too late. All right. We will get into some geopolitical stories dealing with Syria coming up here in a moment. You've got the Department of Government Efficiency gaining more momentum. Ron Paul wants Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy-led Doge to eliminate the program of immoral transfer of wealth. Well, what is that program? That's foreign aid. Elon Musk echoes Ron Paul on foreign aid as immoral transfer of wealth. Folks, this will save us hundreds of billions of dollars over time. Trillions over time. Foreign aid. And it is a transfer of wealth. It's taking the wealth of Americans and letting it be stolen and laundered into third world nations, and they never improve, and they continue to send their people here where they get paid for again. The numbers are staggering. Ron Paul says, here's an easy one for the Department of Government Efficiency. Eliminate foreign aid. It's taking money from the poor and middle class in the U.S. and giving it to the rich in the poor countries, with a cut to the facilitators in between. Americans don't want their government to borrow more money to spend on non-citizens. And the U.S., as far as foreign aid, gives, 10 times as much as any other country. It gives more in foreign aid than the rest of the world combined. Why aren't we outraged? And see, that's the problem. As I'm sitting here, just look at New York for an example. They're outraged over this Neely case. Certainly tragic, but they're outraged for the wrong reasons. You have a story out of New York. A baseball player, a former New York Yankees baseball player, just signed a big deal with the Mets. They're outraged. They're out in the streets. They're burning jerseys. They're going on diatribes on their social media over a baseball player. Your money is literally being stolen from you and given to foreign countries. Where is the outrage here? Let's get our priorities straight. Think about that. All these people outraged because Daniel Penny is white. All these people outraged because a Yankees player just signed with the Mets. You're all outraged. But the biggest outrages you ignore. The biggest outrages you don't even know are going on. It's even worse. Musk quoting government reports about how they're taking billions of dollars. So far, hundreds of billions to Ukraine, billions to fight homelessness in California, doesn't work. Trillions in military spending the Pentagon can't even account for. Trillions in pandemic spending, most of it was stolen, laundered. But now the IRS has a policy. You make $600, they're coming after you. $600. But trillions in the Pentagon? Nobody cares. So your money gets stolen and nobody bats an eye. But a Yankee player signs a contract with another team, you go outrageous.
My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, That's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down the AlexJonesStore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining us now is Syrian Girl on X at Partisan Girl, and we appreciate her time today. I'm not sure what time it is in Australia, but it's certainly not really conducive for a TV interview, so we really appreciate Syrian Girl joining us in the wee hours. Okay, well, the obvious story here, the Assad regime falls. I've got all kinds of headlines and different routes I want to go with you on this. I'll get your response to a Netanyahu statement and some of these other headlines as well. We've got plenty of time to discuss these things, so I would just give you the floor here for just an opening statement, your reaction on watching the Assad regime fall.
Well, it was a shock to us all, but there were already signs that something big was going to happen, because of the war in Gaza and the war in Lebanon and the killing of Sayyid Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader. That I predicted then. I said sort of Syria is going to be next. And I said, give it 6 months, the Israelis are going to be at the gate. So I was way over optimistic. You know, I thought I was being pessimistic by giving it 6 months. Actually, I was overly optimistic. In my interpretation, Damascus knew that Israel was going to invade, but they also knew that Turkey was going to send these Al-Qaeda or rebels, as they call them, from the north, right? So it was going to be both at the same time. The rebel forces, there's two versions of the story, which to this point I still don't know. Either they overwhelmed the army from the north, and so the army retreated so that they, you know, like it's a blitzkrieg, so you got to give ground so that you can fight them from a distance. Or there was some kind of a deal struck with some generals that caused some kind of collapse of the front. So from that point, when the front collapsed, Syria had many options. They could ask Iran for help. They could ask Iraq for help. But it seems that, and as far as I understand, and I've checked my sources, Bashar did not want to go with those options. Like Assad did not want to go with those options. My sense is that he just didn't want to restart the war. And after some back and forth, he just decided, you know what, well, let's keep the country whole and retreat. But as a consequence of that decision, a lot of people got burned. And the most important thing is that Syria's military was not there to put up a fight against the Israeli invasion that, by the way, was going to – the Israelis were going to use Iran and Hezbollah as their casus belli to bomb and destroy Syria, right? Before this all happened, Netanyahu said to Assad, you're playing with fire, okay? These are – this is a word that is a threat. But because the Iranians and Hezbollah were not in Syria anymore, you know, the Israelis kind of were – I'm sure you're going to – actually, are you going to play what the statement was from Netanyahu? Maybe you should do that now if you can.
Okay, we can do that. This was Netanyahu just hours after Assad was removed, and we'll follow up with that. But you want to go to this clip now. It's about 90 seconds. Here's what Netanyahu had to say.
This is a historic day for the Middle East. The collapse of the Assad regime – the tyranny in Damascus offers great opportunity, but also is fraught with significant dangers. This collapse is a direct result of our forceful action against Hezbollah and Iran, Assad's main supporters. It set off a chain reaction of all those who want to free themselves from this tyranny and its oppression. But it also means we have to take action against possible threats.
One of them
is the collapse of the Separation of Forces Agreement from 1974 between Israel and Syria. This agreement held for 50 years. Last night it collapsed. The Syrian army abandoned its positions. We gave the Israeli army the order to take over these positions to ensure that no hostile force embeds itself right next to the border of Israel. This is a temporary defensive position until a suitable arrangement is found. Equally, we send a hand of peace to all those beyond our border in Syria, to the Druze, to the Kurds, to the Christians, and to the Muslims who want to live in peace with Israel. We're going to follow events very carefully. If we can establish neighborly relations and a peaceful relations with the new forces emerging in Syria, that's our desire. But if we do not, we'll do whatever it takes to defend the state of Israel and the border of Israel.
All right, let me ask you some specific questions just based off of your reaction here. Israel filling the vacuum, the land vacuum that opened up on its borders. What's your response to Netanyahu's claims there?
His plans were always to steal Syrian land. The Ordered Yunnan Plan, which was written in 1982, stipulated that they want to take all the land up to Sweida, where the Druze are. And that is where they're concentrating their bombing efforts at the moment. They're bombing the whole country, but they're concentrating their bombing efforts on the south because that's the land that they want to take. I find it very ironic that he's essentially admitted that anyone in Syria is an enemy, because Syria is the enemy of Israel, because they want to, it's not like, Israel does not want peace. They don't care that it's Iran, they don't care if it's Hezbollah. Their war is with the Syrians, all of us. So they're, this is temporary and blah, blah, blah. This is a complete and utter lies. And the question is, however, is are these lies being sold to these Al-Qaeda rebels? Because if you remember, they have a very good relationship with Israel. Israel has been giving them weapons. Israel has been giving them medical aid. And even the ex-Mossad chief admitted that Israel has been providing the Al-Qaeda with medical aid. He did it openly and publicly on an interview. And he specifically said Al-Qaeda. And when the interviewer, Al Jazeera, Mehdi Hassan, asked him, but aren't they like the enemy of your ally, the United States of America? Didn't they attack America? And the guy was like, well, that's not our problem. They didn't attack us. I encourage everybody to go and watch that video. The IDF was pictured with Al-Qaeda on the border. The fact of the matter is, they probably have some kind of deconfliction agreement with these terrorists that have taken over Syria and have basically handed them over the land without a single shot fired. And they're not only, it's not just a land grab, but they're destroying all of Syria's defensive capabilities so that they can bring us to our knees and have no resistance to them in future and no ability to stop the genocide in Gaza or the bombing in Lebanon and no way to provide them even in any semblance of a support. That is the objective that Israel has. They have no interest in peace, and this just proves it, because all of their excuses about how they're there to fight Hezbollah have collapsed. They're there to fight anyone in Syria or any single Syrian that exists.
Well, you know, he always says it's always defensive. You know, Israel's never offensive. They're always defensive, if you listen to what Netanyahu has to say. So the Palestinian people will get abandoned again by somebody that might have stood with them. They've pretty much been abandoned by the whole world at this point. I mean, the International Criminal Court and the UN might have some strong things to say, but that's about it. And, I would tend to agree with you. I think the deal was made. Israel will get that expansion, but they will hand over what's left of Syria to the Islamic rebel groups. And it sounds like that's basically what you're thinking here, too. You know, I would say I look at something that Trump said, which I agree with in foreign policy, but I'd like to see it actually executed. When he first put out a post about this situation, he said, the U.S., don't get involved. It's not our business. Well, I completely agree with that. However, it's really not that simple, is it? Because the U.S. has been involved in that region for a long time. The U.S. has been supporting Israel in that region for a long time. So, unfortunately, it is. So, unless we pull out all funding, all intelligence groups that are embedded and everything else, it unfortunately still does involve us. Now, Trump has done that in the past, but let's provide a little background here, folks, so the people don't understand this. This is all mainstream news. This is not conspiracy theory. The U.S., with intelligence agencies, and specifically in Barack Obama's years, armed and ran these groups. Here's just some of the headlines. Mainstream news, BBC, arming Syrian rebels, where the United States went wrong. Talks about how Barack Obama had a train and equip program for these people. Obama urges Russia to stop bombing Syrian rebels. Obama authorizes secret support for Syrian rebels. Trump ends CIA support for anti-Assad Syrian rebels. Trump ends covert CIA program to arm anti-Assad rebels in Syria, a move sought by Moscow. So they were, claiming that made him a Russian agent. That was the Washington Post reporting that one. So the West and Mossad have been embedded in these groups, if not running these groups, for years. And so where do you think this all goes? You already said you think Israel will maintain that land. But what happens to the Syrian people now that the quote-unquote moderate rebels are taking control?
You know, I think it's even worse than Israel maintaining that land. I think it's possible that they can invade even more and start doing to us what they did to Gaza. And there's literally nothing that can stop them from doing that if they wanted to right now. They could ethnically cleanse the entire south of Syria up to Damascus, or even Damascus. So I don't want to be optimistic by saying they're not going to give back the land, because pessimistically they could even take more land. With the Al-Qaeda rebels, you know, it's interesting. Al-Zolani, who the U.S. State Department and the FBI have a $10 million mark on his head, essentially, he is going to be used in future as a reason to continue to bomb Syria. That is my belief. You know, at the moment, he's getting interviews with CNN. He's getting interviews with the BBC. They're saying that he's changed. Actually, they said that his head chopping days were just a phase, like being emo or going punk for a little while. He was a head chopper. He joined ISIS in Iraq. He joined Al-Qaeda. And now he's a moderate. But for now, they're giving him the accolades. But later, they're going to try to use him to say, we have to destroy more of Syria because Al-Qaeda is in charge. I guarantee you, even now, the B-52 bombers coming out of U.S. bases had flown 90 sorties, claiming that they're bombing ISIS. There's no more ISIS in Syria. They're bombing the Syrian military sites and any kind of defenses we may still have. Trump needs to pull the troops out. They are sanctioning Syria because they're controlling the region that holds all our wheat and all our oil. So Syria can never get back up. But Turkey controls the forces that are in charge now, and they're going to go and clash with the communist Kurdish groups. And I don't see why there's any benefit for the United States to be in the middle of that grind between Al-Qaeda and the communist Kurds. So the only person that would benefit from the U.S. staying there is Israel. And the question will be, is Trump going to be beholden to Sheldon Adelson and his Israeli supporters and funders? Or is he going to do what he said he would do like years ago and do what's in the interest of the American people and the soldiers and pull them out?
Well, I think both. Respond to that. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think both. I think there's no doubt that with the state of Congress and the Israeli lobby, there really is no way out of that. We're stuck in this for at least another 4 years. And I think Trump will probably remain loyal to, his main Jewish donors and whatever interest they have in Israel. Having said that, I do think he has his own interest and in the interest of the American people, the motive and the will to get as much U.S. blood and treasure out of there as possible. And so if Israel can sit back and just say, hey, just let us do what we want. And Trump says, fine, but not with our blood, not with our treasure. I think that that's probably the more likely outcome of all of this. And then Israel will do its own foreign dealings in that region with Iran and whatever's left in Syria. But, what I kind of see happening now to talk future, I can see, again, the U.S. getting out of the region. I do think Trump is serious about that. We'll always, at least for another 4 years, have to at least posture like, we all love Israel. We're going to have our greatest allies back no matter what. But I think what I see happening in Syria is all these groups are going to be feuding for power. There'll be green lights to go after this group, that group. There will be help from intelligence agencies. I hope the CIA gets out of there, but Mossad will certainly be in there. And then I think that'll create a second vacuum, maybe years down the road. It'll create a second vacuum, and that'll be the second wave of Israel coming in to have their will done in Syria. I really feel that this just means the Syrian civil war gets worse.
So this is the danger. So one of the things they bombed was the passport and immigration office, which means that like the Syrians, refugees and stuff, it's going to be hard for them to get the paperwork to come back home. When I say they, I mean Israel bombed. And it's also going to make it easier for Israel to come in and pretend to be Syrian and say all the paperwork is bombed and destroyed, and the Mossad will go in because of that. It's going to make it much easier. They will definitely try to create a civil war. At the moment, it seems that essentially the Syrian military surrendered, but it seems that on the surrender terms, the minorities have to be protected. So far, I've heard of only small or not small. I mean, people have died, like innocent people have died. But it's been so far minimal amounts of conflict. Of course, that may get worse. And that's the danger, because as soon as the minorities get attacked, Israel is going to say, I need to invade Syria to protect the minorities, specifically the Druze minority in the south, in the city of Sweida. And that's the what Syria has to be careful of.
Well, and don't forget the 10% Christians in Syria as well, which basically the likes of Ben Shapiro have already said, well, that's just collateral damage. Too bad. I mean, that's what that sick freak said.
You know, I think that, in honesty, the Israelis hate the Christians of the Middle East more than they do any other group. And they've said that themselves. I mean, if you look at the Israelis and the rabbis and whatnot, they're like, you know, it's because of Jesus. You know, they hate Jesus. Maybe Islam believes in Jesus too, but maybe we don't elevate him to the level that Christians do. We believe he's the Messiah, but we don't believe he's God. And for that reason, I think Christians in the Middle East are specifically targeted. And because historically, like Assyrians and Armenians were at war with Judea. And so in their mind, they're fighting a war from 5,000 years ago. So everything that's happened in the Middle East so far is with the objective to destroy the Christian minority. And not to mention, you know, how Netanyahu said in his recent statement that they never intend to, like, they'll never give the Golan Heights back. By the way, the Golan Heights is now, like, almost exclusively Jewish. Under Syria, it was 12% Christian. And they burned all our churches, and they drove our Syrian Christians out. And only one Syrian village remains. And by the way, they bombed it during the war and killed 14 kids. Israelis did. And they pretended it was the Lebanese that did that. So, basically, Israelis and Ben Shapiro and the like, they don't only think of the Christians as collateral damage. They actually want to specifically kill the Christians. It doesn't take a genius. And notice in Netanyahu's speech, he goes, you know, I want to say hi to, and then he like lists the religious groups in Syria. He goes, the Druze, the Kurds, and then the Christians and the Muslims, like as an afterthought. Because he's trying to like work with the Druze minority. It's a religion. Druze are a religion that are not Christian or Muslim or Jewish. They're not an Abrahamic faith. They're their own thing. They believe in reincarnation. So those are the ones he wants to court first. And then after that, the Kurds, because they have the communist ideology that they follow a guy called Bookchin. He's like a narco-communist, this Jewish guy that wrote this book. So they want to court those guys. But, you know, the Christians and the Muslims, like, yeah, if you guys want, maybe, but really they don't really want peace. But I'm trying to explain that to people. They want land.
It's self-defense, though. It's self-defense, Syrian girl. It's self-defense.
Thank you for that. Hopefully, you know, the funny thing is
my Mossad crabs are telling me, say it's self-defense. The AIPAC lobby is on the phone. It's ringing off the hook. It's self-defense. It's self-defense.
From who, though?
It's self-defense. I'm defending myself. All right. All kidding aside here.
From the rebels that they armed. They're defending themselves against
the ultimate reality here. And I think that, you know, aside from whatever different geopolitical viewpoints, the basic that people need to understand, folks, these rebel groups, it's the year 2024, folks. You really think rebel groups can overthrow a government? No, they have backed by other governments, weapons, intelligence. Everything comes from other governments and intelligence agencies. So this was all done by design. And I think the real important factor here is this all had to be done before Trump got into office, period. So this was probably Israel's next big move before Trump gets into office. There's going to be something big in Ukraine before Trump gets into office. And then it's going to be, okay, this is where we're at right now. We kind of maybe have to pause for at least 4 years. We'll probably lose a lot of support from the U.S. But that's really what caused 4 years of peace, at least more peace than we have now, was Trump just getting in and saying, either I'm going to oversee everything that goes on, money and weapons to this region, or we're out. We're done. We're not doing it anymore. And so, of course, they don't want anybody seeing what they're doing. So they just said, hey, let's just wait and we'll get Trump out of there. And then we'll, in 4 years of whoever is after that, we'll make our next move. So that's what I see. This is all strategic before Trump takes office. And then there'll be another 4 years of different kind of things happening internally. And then I think after that, whoever comes after Trump, they'll probably try to make their next moves as well. Quickly here before we're up against the break. So what is the current status of Assad? It was rumored his plane went down. Now it's reported he's safe. He has asylum in Moscow. What do we know about Assad right now?
He's in Moscow with his family. The plane story, I think, was there like to kind of calm people down that wanted blood. Like, oh, don't worry, he died. But there was no body. There was no image of any plane. So, of course, it was fake. Look, he left. He left the country, and he's getting heavily, heavily, heavily criticized for it. I think, obviously, after everything that happened with the Israeli bombardment, that it was a terrible mistake. And a lot of people feel that, you know, he should have fought to the end.
Well, he would have died. I mean, do you agree? He would have died.
I'm glad that he isn't dead, because the likes of Hillary Clinton and all of these scum would be gloating, and that would be terrible. Of course, it's much better that he's alive, but I would have wanted, I still believed in victory. But, you know, the enemy was at the gate from the north and from the south and from the east, the U.S. occupation in the east, the Al-Qaeda hordes, the Turkish-backed Al-Qaeda hordes from the north, and the Israelis were threatening to invade. Our allies actually did offer help, but I think that, you know, maybe the situation just didn't seem hopeful or something. I don't know what he was thinking.
I think he saw himself getting Gaddafi'd or Hussein'd, you know, the same story when these same intelligence groups get involved. All right, in 60 seconds before we have to let you go here. So who's really running Syria right now? What do people know?
Well, it's Turkey and Israel and the U.S. that have all still illegally occupied Syria. The Russians remain there. So unfortunately, at the moment, there's Jolani that is in charge. There's going to be a transitional government. The traitors have taken over, the betrayers, and we'll see what happens. We'll see if Syria can remain a country that supports resistance against the Zionist expansionism and their destruction of Palestine, and hopefully stay together as one unified front. The fact of the matter is, the Israelis were disappointed that the army didn't fall slower, because they were like it happened so quickly that they didn't have an excuse to bomb. Now they have to expose themselves, because they're bombing everything, even though there's no Hezbollah, no Iran, as I said. We are gonna fight to the end, guys. We're never gonna give up. Thank you so much for supporting us all this time. We really, really appreciate, and we'll never forget everything you've given to the truth. And I hope you will still hold that torch of truth and facts going forward, and that we will speak again about what's happening.
Thank you, Syrian Girl, at Partisan Girl on X, to continue following her reporting.
It's been a journey.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech. And we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
By the way, here's Biden. You know, Biden has put the bar so low now for Democrat Party leadership. Whenever there's a big geopolitical development like what we just saw in Syria, Biden comes out for a single-digit minute statement. It's pathetic. And then doesn't take any questions from the press. But he wants you to know that any aid they need, any money they need, we will be here for them. Clip 11.
With a new constitution, a new government that serves all Syrians. And this process will be determined by the Syrian people themselves. And the United States will do whatever we can to support them, including through humanitarian relief to help restore Syria after more than a decade of war and generations of brutality by the Assad family.
So aside from the historical inaccuracies of it all, anything, anything they need, your money, maybe our troops, anything they need, says Joe Biden, anything they need. And I'm sure we can trust Biden when he says we're going to have a democratic process for the next leadership. Oh, yes. Very trustworthy when it comes to democracy right there, isn't it? So money for Syria upcoming probably before Trump's inauguration. Now, the same member of the European Parliament, let me try to get his name from my stack here. I think it's Fidelio or something. I apologize. I buried this name in my stack. We played a clip from him, Fidias. We played a clip from him. By the way, he's an outsider. He was like a YouTube sketch comic and vlogger that got into the EU Parliament. Last week, he was talking about defunding and stopping the war in Ukraine. Listen to his idea now for a direct democracy in clip 9.
I believe in direct democracy. That's why I'm building an app so people can have directly a say here in the European Parliament. Since I came here, I put polls on social media to decide on important topics like, do you want Ursula von der Leyen to remain, yes or no? I think making these polls was a great experiment to take into consideration what the people really want and to promote the idea of direct democracy. But it's true that these polls are in danger of being participated by people outside Europe or by bots. But now with this app, there will be no such problems, as it will be much more secure and only Europeans will be able to vote. I envision this app to be a step towards the future, where citizens not only vote every 5 years, but can actually participate in everyday decision making and in the development of legislation.
The first version will be available only in my country, Cyprus, and after we test it, we'll make it available for all Europeans.
Let me know in the comments below what features and functionalities you want this app to have, and we'll try to make it.
So obviously the risks that come with this digital form of voting being any official representation when it comes to direct democracy has its dangers, as he highlighted. But I think the concept of direct democracy is what's important here. You should be able to vote. So if Joe Biden comes out and says, we're going to give $100 million to Syria. Well, hold up. Let's have a vote. Let's see if the American people want to do that. Do you open up the polls? Well, I don't know. Maybe that's a difficult process. Do you have an app or some sort of a digital process? Is it unofficial, formal, informal, whatever? But that really is the future. We have direct access to our politicians now. We have direct access to the internet. We can run a poll. We can run a vote. We can see what the people think. They don't really want that, because if it's a secure process, all these wars that they fund or the borders that they opened will lose in a direct democratic process every time. By the way, the open border story, we got something exclusive for you coming up on the other side of this break.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got some crazy updates on the human trafficking operation being facilitated by the Biden administration. The open borders by design, 300,000 missing children, flooding our country with migrants from third world countries, Central America, South America, and all over the planet, all by design. Overwhelm the system, cover up for the criminals. So joining me with some new developments on this story are Ryan Mata and Angel Pineda, the current Secretary General of the Public Ministry of Guatemala, that the Biden administration has actually directly targeted for investigations. So very interesting to hear from this guest, and I'm very glad to see that Ryan has returned safely from Guatemala. When we last spoke, we were teasing his high-risk trip that he's taken, and he's made it back safely. So Ryan and Angel join me now. Ryan, why don't you kind of steer this conversation, and I'll inject when I have questions that come to my mind, but talk about why you went to Guatemala, what you discovered. And then, Angel, why you feel it's important for the American people to hear this message?
So, Owen, I just want to say thank you for having me on your show and continuing to help me get this message and the word out to the American people. I greatly appreciate your service, and I want to thank you first and foremost for having me back on. Last time we spoke, I had been invited to Guatemala. So my documentary, which you played on your live stream last week, I had it translated into Spanish, and within 24 hours of it being put into Spanish, I was contacted by people from the Guatemalan Attorney General's office, and they were asking if I would come to Guatemala to speak with them. I said, absolutely. Wouldn't be able to make it till January. While the next day I had a Twitter space, four citizens, local citizens from Guatemala, showed up in the Twitter space and told me that that day alone, and the day wasn't even over, they had already had 20 Amber Alerts from 20 missing children that had been kidnapped out of Guatemala just that day. When I was in Guatemala, over a 48-hour period, there were 38 Amber Alerts that went off. So 38 children were kidnapped when I was there. So once I heard that that many children were being kidnapped, I made it a priority to get there immediately. So I think it was a couple days later, I was on that flight down to Guatemala, where I thought I was just going to be investigating what was going on with the NGOs, Save the Children, the money laundering that USAID does into these third world countries, and the missing children. Before I went, I started to add up the numbers and figured out that out of the 438,573 missing children, that number was given to us in July or September of 2024 by HHS. Out of that number, 212,948 of those children had came from Guatemala. So these are unaccompanied migrant children between the ages of 0 and 17 that have been trafficked out of Guatemala and arrived without a parent at the U.S. border. And we know from there what happens to these children. So I was honestly mind blown by the sheer volume of children that are coming out of one country, and then come to find out that their population size is only around 18 million. They have a population size of 18 million, and 212,000 children have vanished and now are appearing in America. But after they appeared in America, our government has openly admitted to losing out of the 438,000, 323,000 of them have been delivered to a buyer, an adult in America, and our government can no longer track that child or figure out where they are. So that is what brought me to Guatemala. While in Guatemala, I had the opportunity to interview a lot of people, a few people from the Attorney General's office, but a lot of people outside of the Attorney General's office. And it was actually the people outside of the Attorney General's office who really broke down how this election fraud had happened. And luckily for Guatemala, they have same day voting and paper ballots. So when you start to dig into this election fraud, and it's massive, I think in the first couple of weeks of the election, they had over 1,000 complaints delivered to the Attorney General's office. And when you start looking into this election fraud, it becomes overwhelmingly obvious and how corrupt the election process was. So we uncovered, or the Attorney General's office has uncovered, and the citizens have uncovered that our government via USAID has been laundering in hundreds of millions of dollars into Guatemala through these NGOs. I had a private investigator firm pull this data, and they found that they tracked every penny that our government has given to NGOs operating in Guatemala over the last 4 years. And that number is $796 million. After the election had taken place, Anthony Blinken and the State Department began to put pressure on the president of Guatemala to remove the attorney general from office because of corruption. So the way that the Guatemalan government is structured is they have the executive branch, they have the legislative branch, and they have the and the judicial branch. And they're all separate and independent of each other. So this would have been in 2014, the USAID and the State Department was able to basically install this woke attorney general. And at the time, the president had the ability to fire that attorney general. So they wanted to remove that power from this conservative president named Jimmy Morales, and make it so that he couldn't fire that attorney general. So our State Department puts pressure on their legislative branch to change a law that makes it illegal or impossible for the president to fire this attorney general. Now, the attorney general's terms overlaps the president's term for 2 years. So after 2 years, that president was able to remove her from power or put a new attorney general in place because the election was up. So we had this attorney general. She's going on her second term right now, and she's an amazing lady. Now, they had an election this summer in 2023 where they got their installed president via election fraud. Now, what's happening right now is that the State Department is putting pressure on their government to now change the law back again to give the president power to remove this attorney general from office. Do you want me to land it there and let you take some questions, or do you want me to keep going?
Well, I would just say it sounds like you either have leadership in Guatemala that's going to work with the current Biden administration to open the borders and engage in the human trafficking, and if not, they're going to do everything they can to try to remove them. It sounds like my summary analysis from what you just said. I would like to hear from Angel Pineda now, the current Secretary General of the Public Ministry of Guatemala. Are you confirming all of this information with Ryan?
Hello, Owen. Thank you for the space you give us in InfoWars. Thank you to Ryan. I have to give congratulations to Ryan because he understands our legal system better than other journalists here in Guatemala, coming from Guatemala. His explanation was very, very, very good. I say yes to your question. That is what is happening in Guatemala. You know, we have been under attack, several citizens from Guatemala, some in the citizenship, some in a different government offices, because of not doing what some people outside Guatemala want us to do. That is why We have been standing to fulfill the requirements that the law gives to us. We are a republic. We have, like Ryan said, three different branches on the government, and we have some indirect organs or control units like Ministerio Público, which is the prosecutor's office, which is autonomous. Thank God it's autonomous, because we have been able to fulfill some investigations. This started back in 2021, Owen, because in 2021, our Attorney General was in her first period. She is under a second period right now. Here are the 4 years period for every Attorney General. In her first period, she took the decision to fire a person who used to work with the U.S. Embassy here, but was a member of the Ministerio Público of Guatemala. When she decided that, it started an attack, because they didn't like that movement. They didn't like that we took that decision. I say we because it's an institutional decision. The decision was funded on different things that was not good because of the law. And that can be an evidence of that, of my words. It's not just narrative. Right now, there is 45 different complaints by different citizens of Guatemala that has been saying that this person used to broke their rights when he was under the Fiscalía Especial contra la Impunidad. It's the FESI unit that used to work with a commission of the United Nations called CICIL. So in that year, they started to attack us because only of one decision of firing one person of the 13,000 people that works here in the Ministerio Público, saying that because of that decision, that now the Ministerio Público is not going to work well, because this person used to work well. But that is a lie, you know, because 13,000 people, an office of 13,000 people still works with one or another one. Because of that, they took the visa of Attorney General, they took my visa, they took the visa of the different persons that have been able to start investigations on these different complaints. So it has been very, very rare, the behavior of the U.S. Embassy here in Guatemala. They have been supported by the State Department. I cannot say that of the technical agencies, the FBI, the DEA, and the HSI has been working with us in several works, but by the political and diplomatic relationships, the behavior in not usual, you know. That, in my opinion, they are violating the Vienna Treaty of the relationship between diplomats and a lot of laws. I'm going to put right here, because then in 2023, we receive a complaint of fraud in the elections, you know, and we started to investigate this complaint. As you know, in Guatemala, we have different phases for the penal process. When we receive a complaint in Ministerio Público, we start to investigate the facts that are saying in the complaint. And if the investigation gives us that it's okay, so we go to a judge, present to a judge the case, and then it started a penal process. All the people that works in the government have an antejuicio. It's a figure, a juridical figure that protects the different persons that works in the government. So we have to demonstrate that we can investigate them if they can take off the antejuicio. So we started to make that because we find different evidence that we have to put in front of the judge. So we ask to the Congress, who is the organ to take the decision to take the antejuicio off of the persons that works in the Supreme Tribunal of Electoral Tribunal. And the Congress said yes, but what was really rare that was that 108 persons of the Congress who voted in favor of the take off the antejuicio, the several weeks before, the U.S. Embassy took their visas also to the congressmen and to their families. So you can see that this pattern of behavior is not legal. It's a very rare form of pressure, and they give threats also. Maybe more.
Is that why the Biden administration is claiming to be investigating you, Blinken specifically claiming to be investigating you? Because Would you say you're not under the influence of, let's say, the Biden administration?
Yes, exactly. And let me tell you, not only that they want us to investigate, because we have been saying that they can investigate us. We by the way, have sent a lot of letters to the different members in the Secretary of State. We have been sending letters to the different offices in the U.S. Government asking why they took this decision, because they have to say us why they say we are corrupt, why they say we are anti-democratic, and which are the basis and the evidence of that. Well, they have not responded that letters. But that is very fine and easy to understand. They will not have any evidence of that. There is only a decision, a political decision of them, because they don't want the decisions that our attorney general took here in Guatemala.
Well, of course, let's say Washington, D.C. is famous for removing people from positions of power and influence that don't work with them. Biden bragged about how they did that in Ukraine. So even Biden himself is not somebody that's a stranger to using that influence overseas. So Ryan, how does this all correlate with your work and all the children that are going missing in the U.S. via the open border?
Yeah, so let me break this down to make sure that your audience can comprehend what happened here. So they had an election in 2023, in the summer of 2023. That election followed up by thousands of complaints from the citizens. And these are people that worked at the polling locations. These are people that had access to the information, because it's all getting uploaded to a cloud, or it's supposed to, in real time. So with the massive amount of election fraud, the citizens filed a complaint. The judicial branch, they can't just go open an investigation into the Electoral College. They have to get that information, all of that evidence. They have to go present it to a judge, and the judge, then they have to go present it to Congress as well. And Congress has to take a vote and says, yes, you can investigate the Electoral College. These are the five individuals that actually certified that president that he won that election with all of the fraud there. So after they go and present it to Congress, they have to take a vote. Congress needs to vote. They have 160 members of Congress. Out of that 160, 108 of them saw the evidence, reviewed the evidence, and go, wow, yeah, there's enough here. We should probably investigate this. They voted to investigate that. Now, before they were taking that vote, or right when they were getting ready to take that vote, or right after, Blinken goes and suspends only the members that voted to investigate the fraud. So the 108 didn't suspend all of them. Obviously, only the ones that voted to investigate the fraud had their visas removed. Then he went a step further, and then he suspended 400 additional visas that belonged to their relatives, their family members, their children. Some of these Guatemalan officials had children over in the United States into college, and spending how much money do you think they spend on going to these universities over here? And then all of a sudden, one day, randomly, now you have to pull your kid. You can't even go to college here in America. So that's the type of a retaliation that we're seeing coming from this Biden administration. So then fast forward, right? This investigation is ongoing into the election fraud. There's investigations that now have removed the political party that this president belongs to and several members of their Congress belongs to, has been investigated to find out that this political party was created fraudulently. They have laws in Guatemala that determine how many or how you can create a new political party, right? So, for example, if I wanted to create Ryan Matta Party, I would have to get like 28,000 signatures from all local citizens in Guatemala. I'd have to follow this process and turn this document in. And then once that document's approved and verified, I can actually create my party. Well, what they did is that now that they're investigating this, they just found out, I believe it was on last week, on November 27th, this party has been removed and completely dissolved because it was created fraudulently, which then should technically call for, I believe, a immediate re-election where they have a new election to determine who the legitimate president is. But that's not happening right now, Owen. And in 2 weeks, they're going to vote to give this president power to remove this attorney general. And if that happens, the investigation into the missing children and the investigation into this election fraud will be completely swept under the rug. They will have removed the last barrier of freedom and hope for Guatemala, which is their current attorney general. And they will be able to remove her and install an attorney general who's going to do the bidding for the Biden administration. But it gets worse, right? So all this is going on. Blinken doesn't go down to Guatemala, doesn't hold a press conference in Guatemala. Until when? Well, on April 27th, the Attorney General's office received enough information and enough intel that they had the ability to raid the foundation, Save the Children. So on April 27th, they raided the NGO Save the Children for trafficking children, because this is part of this huge investigation that I'm into. 10 days later, Anthony Blinken, should we call him King Blinken or Dictator Blinken? I mean, is he President Blinken at this point? Flies down to Guatemala, holds a press conference, and demands that the president investigate the Attorney General's office for corruption. Sound familiar?
So let me ask Angel Pineda, with us, the current Secretary General of the Public Ministry of Guatemala. How has the U.S. open border affected Guatemala, and did it have anything to do with all the missing Guatemalan children?
Well, let me tell you one thing. In 2020, our Attorney General, because of that, because we were looking in the different media that was happening, he created a new unit here in Ministerio Público of Guatemala, which is a prosecutor's unit to fight against illegal migration. We started to receive different complaints, but from 2020 to today, it's 1,102 complaints that we have received in those types of felonies. But when we received the complaint that told us that maybe it's happening that some different NGOs are having the travel of different children from Guatemala to the United States, and the complaints say especially to Texas, and maybe in the way crimes, we started to investigate that complaint. With that, I sent by instructions of my Attorney General letter to Attorney General Paxton in Texas, asking him to help us to find this information, to start to investigate this information. That happened one time, and the next day I receive a lot of we receive in this institution a lot of different calls asking us to talk about this issue with people of the United States. But here in Guatemala, it also make a reaction very, very rare, because some of the usually journalists that goes with the government started to attack us, saying that was not good, that was an investigation that maybe is invented, and started to attack the investigation without even started the investigation. Why are you going to attack something that you don't even know what is going on? And normally you are not going to know what is going on, because our law protects all the investigations here.
Do you anticipate more cooperation out of a Trump administration?
Ah, yes, of course. Of course. That is going to happen, because we in the transnational, different felonies of transnational organized crime, we work with the United States, and we work very good with Florida, with Texas, and with the New York Attorney General's offices. So I have heard that the Attorney General from Florida is going to be Attorney General of the United States of America, and I know she's going to work with us very good.
Well, that's good to know, and I know there's other staggering numbers than even the numbers you've brought to our attention today, Ryan, dealing with the amount of children, the small time you spent in Guatemala, dozens of Amber Alerts. You know, this is the news that doesn't really reach the United States of America. There's a language barrier there. There's obviously a great distance. Spanish-speaking news channels don't really pick this stuff up and broadcast it into the United States, so I appreciate you guys spending your time with us today. I really appreciate that. Angel Pineda, current Secretary General of the Public Ministry of Guatemala, and, of course, Ryan Matta, we really appreciate your time. Anytime there's an update or anything else, you just let me know, and we will get you up and on the air.
God bless you, Owen.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. And, folks, this is just all about stopping the human trafficking. It's really that simple. This problem is out of control. It involves children. And it's the current administration that has made it worse than ever. And enough is enough, simply put. All right. We've got an update on the legal battle. Alex Jones is going to be giving us an update. He's coming in studio next segment. So, exclusive update from Alex Jones on the other side of this break.
I
my fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, that's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down thealexjonesstore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now, and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is back on the air. The judge is having emergency hearings. Looks like their fraudulent sale won't go through. But regardless, I'm suing the daylights out of the Democratic Party and the big national gun control group that's actually behind The Onion and has now admitted it in court. So, we also have backup studios, the Alex Jones Network. Whatever they do, we're staying on air to make sure Trump gets into office and to back him and his agenda to stop World War III, secure the borders, and more. But we can't do it without your support. So there are all these new, amazing, incredible designs up on TheAlexJonesStore.com. It has nothing to do with InfoWars. Not owned by me, so they can never get that. That's how we stay on the air, even if they're successful in shutting us down. If you go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and you get great supplements, T-shirts, limited edition collectible fundraiser posters, and more, you will keep me on the air regardless of the Alex Jones Network. Please go to the site now, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and keep us on air. They're amazing products. Thank you so much for...
InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the fate of InfoWars, in many ways, is the fate of free speech and the fate of Alex Jones as well. So when they tried to censor us and it failed, then they engaged in the lawfare. And, of course, we are fighting back day in and day out. Joining me in studio now with the latest breaking updates on the court hearings today is Alex Jones.
I know this has been quite a saga. You know, the deep state's been after us for decades, but the Democratic Party, we now know, funded by Bloomberg and the largest gun control group in America, the Victim Disarmament Group, Everytown, 97% funded by Michael Bloomberg, are the people that ran the PR lies that we were doing bad things to kids, parents we didn't do, that funded the fake lawsuits, the Lawfare, the HBO productions in Connecticut and Texas with the show trials. And I was found guilty by the judges. You were found guilty by default by the judges. Not for us not giving them discovery. There was just nothing there we'd done. So they had to default us and then have show trials on how guilty we were. We were found guilty by the judge, and then she told the jury how guilty we were. Judge said they are guilty, that they must pay. And then lied and said we had hundreds of millions of dollars that we stole from these people we barely even ever talked about. It's insane. And then they also raised hundreds of millions of dollars on record off of running TV ads and internet ads saying, Alex Jones is attacking us right now. Please give us money. Help us. Help us. So that's what we've gone through. And the judge was totally controlled in Texas, Austin, one of the worst jurisdictions ever, the worst judge on record, total globalist Soros minion. And then the same thing with the judge up in Connecticut, total show trials. And they had the $1.5 billion fake judgment, all the rest of it. Well, then I went into bankruptcy 2 years ago, private and corporate, and the Democrats came in and accused us of all these crimes and hundreds of millions of hidden money. And the judge said, fine, I order Free Speech Systems to have all these outside accounting firms the judge appointed to come in, and they spent millions, close to $3 million with three accounting firms of money. And listeners understood it was a long fight, so they supported us, even though a lot of it was going, you know, to them investigating us. And we were proven totally innocent. And then on May 31st, the U.S. trustees operative, the CRO, Pat McGill, ordered the place closed without a judge's order. I refused to leave. And people didn't believe it. It sounded crazy that they came to shut it down without a judge's order. And then they had an emergency hearing days later. And the judge said, you don't have a right to do that. We have a full hearing in 2 weeks. He fired the U.S. trustee and the CRO. Then a new one got appointed because the feds could demand, they want to come into a bankruptcy case, they don't normally do it, that there's a government watchdog group where they put a Fed on you. The new guy, Chris Murray, came in on June 14th. And said, fine, Your Honor, we moved to sell Free Speech Systems to pay part of this $1.5 billion fake bill that we obviously have on appeal. But regardless, I said, fine, there's an auction. Good guys can try to buy it. Bad guys can buy it. We can go on, have a new show, new website. You know, really, InfoWars is myself and the crew and the other host. And then they didn't have an auction. And then they said that it was my future earnings were pledged towards the Bloomberg Group, Everytown, that really is admitting to now financing The Onion. So it's Bloomberg through his gun group, through The Onion, and through the Democratic Party law firms. This all came out in court now today, that they were basically just decided that I couldn't, you know, Alex Jones couldn't have somebody he liked come in and buy it that he would work for, that they wanted me off the air. And they admitted all that to the news. And so the judge asked in an emergency hearing on November 13th, the day after he killed the sale and said it wasn't a real auction. Of course, the corporate media didn't really cover this, but we were there. We covered it. He said it was not sold. The item is not sold. InfoWars was not sold to The Onion. And he said, I'm having an evidentiary hearing from 1 p.m. to as late as we have to go on the 9th, and that's today, of December. So it was going to go from 1 to, he said, about 7. Now it's going to 8 tonight. He said, I have to have another day tomorrow. So they go back tomorrow at 1 p.m. again. And he said it may just go on longer, too. And that's not a good sign for them, according to my lawyers, because it's them on the hot seat. Turns out they didn't just 2 days before the fake auction give one set of rules to other people that were bidding and one set to Bloomberg's group. One set of rules said you couldn't have formulas of credit to everybody else, but to Bloomberg and the Democrat group, they said you can do whatever you want. Then the judge asked on the November 14th emergency hearing where he said that the sale did not happen. He said, how much was winning bid? They said, we can't tell you. And that was because they never even agreed. It was just a made-up number of $3.6 million. Then, since then, they've changed it two more times and put filings in the court that, oh, really, they offered this number. And then this last weekend they filed, oh, they offered $7 million. Then today, so I guess that's three new times, they filed again with the court saying actually it is a lower number. And that's not an auction either. It's wild. They didn't even have the math right on claiming my future earnings off of so-called debts that A, I probably could never even pay a fraction of, B, is on appeal. So this is like worse than Bernie Madoff with derivatives. I mean, this is worse than fractional reserve banking. This is con artist stuff so wild. It'd be like if you had a law students and they said, this semester we're going to study bid rigging, bankruptcy fraud, and scams. And they said, come up with the most fantastical scam you could. No one has ever seen anything like it. And even Stephanopoulos, back when they were on November 14th of Good Morning America, said, well, okay, it's contested that you bought it. They go, no, it's ours. We bought it, said the Onion and the gun control group head. And Stephanopoulos said, well, how can you buy it for less money and have that be an auction? He goes, well, it's Alex Jones. So they keep changing their story, digging the hole deeper. It is totally bizarre. Judge Lopez never did us any favors, by the way. I mean, he made my debt non-dischargeable. He went with what they said early on. He totally investigated me on our own expense. And that he said at the 14th of June hearing, when he fired the feds, the people that were on the case brought new ones in because the feds wanted them on there. And they have that power they can have, but the judge could fire them. He said that you guys investigated Mr. Jones for 2 years. And you never brought a claim. You never said he did anything wrong. You just came in here and kept claiming he was a crook and had all these hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not true. And the New York Times had to say, yeah, it turns out Jones never really had a bunch of money. Yeah, we'd sell 30, 40, 50, 1 year, $60 million of product, but we make 35% on a water filter or 35% on food or, you know, maybe when something's marked up 100% on vitamins or something. Or, you know, a T-shirt costs us 15, 16 bucks, sell it for 25, 30. I mean, it's not there. And they would get up in, you know, Connecticut and say, he's got an 800% markup and show some fake email. You know, I mean, I was like, tell us about your 800% markup. And I go, well, I wouldn't have any problems if we had 800% markup. My God, we'd be, you know. So, yeah, we've made, you know, 50, 60 million bucks a year. Now it's like 30. And then we get, like, out of that, like, 15 million to operate. Most of that's always legal and server costs, you know, just battling. So it's just like, you know, Trump has had to have billions, $2 billion in legal fees. People gave it to him, so he won. If you don't, you know, we're a lot more junior to him, but, you know, it's taken us. We're approaching $17 million right now in the 7 years fighting this. They sued my dad claiming fraud. Turned out everything he said was true. In fact, he was owed more money than he was. Turns out he was making about $400,000 a year, run the supplement company. He made more than that as a dentist. So he didn't have all these hundreds of millions hidden either. They audited him. The IRS audited us and said, wow, we don't normally do this. Here's a $4.3 million check last year. You overpaid taxes the last 5 years. Well, that went right into the bankruptcy too. So that's what's going on. And the Connecticut people never wanted money. We tried to settle with them for more money than I've ever made. And because I knew they wouldn't do it. And they said, no, we don't want that. We want you shut down. They've said that on TV. I played the clips hundreds of times. So this is political warfare, and they just thought because, well, we're Bloomberg and we're Senator Blumenthal's law firm that runs all this. That's all Senator Blumenthal and Bloomberg, literally. That's who it is on record. And I don't know what this new crap is they just put up, but all of this just goes on and on and on. I've been asked by my lawyers to let this all come out in court, and I basically am, but we have the transcripts, we have the depositions. I can tell you the people on the stand have been saying things different than what they said in depositions. We have all the documents. And so my lawyers, Michelle B. Jordan has been practicing law almost 50 years. And if you look him up, he's represented, you know, top companies. And, you know, he's been one of the top bankruptcy lawyers in the country. Walter Sisak, representing the folks that did win the bid, the Patriot Group I was going to work with. Hey, he's recognized as one of the top bankruptcy lawyers in the country. And they filed in their lawsuits, my lawsuit and their lawsuit, they said, we believe this is a crime. Here's the U.S. code. They listed a bunch of crimes. They said they've never done that in a bankruptcy case in their combined almost 100 years of practice. And there's other lawyers, and even liberal lawyers say, this looks really bad in the news. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is bonker land. But they thought, because I'm Alex Jones and we're InfoWars, that it was just open season like Trump. Trump said, I don't know this E. Jean Carroll. She couldn't even say what year he grabbed her in some changing room. And for saying he was innocent, they civilly sued him. Well, they won like $8 million. The next time it was 80-something million. And they said, no, you can't say you're innocent. Well, of course you can say you're innocent civilly or criminally. So, and of course, it turns out that woman is the queen of crazy cat ladies. So since when can you not say you're innocent? Well, people see through this, okay? Judge in New York said, we say that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million because that's what it was on the property rolls when he bought it in the late 1980s or whatever it was. Well, people asked to buy it for $580 million before. Now it's estimated $1 billion because of inflation. They sold a 2.5-acre lot near it for $200 million this year, like a week before the judge found Trump guilty, by the way. The judge said, you don't get a jury trial, just like I didn't. People went, oh, well, Trump wanted a bench trial. No, he didn't. He asked for a jury trial. And New York passed a law where judges can do the same. So they're getting rid of juries, or they already tell a jury you're guilty in my case. And Americans watching the trials were like, well, wait, doesn't he get to talk? Why was there a whole day of evidence in Texas with a fake financial expert, the Thurston Howell outfit, going, I've examined their books. He personally is worth $360 million. I was negative at that time. Never had more than $10 million in the bank. And that was when I got a Bitcoin donation that I spent fighting them. So my goal has never been to make money. It's been to make money to fight tyranny. It'd be okay if I did have all this Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck money or, you know, stuff like that. But I don't. Rush Limbaugh was worth hundreds of millions. Glenn Beck's worth hundreds of millions. It's great. Great for them. They sell a lot of books and stuff. They're great. That's not my goal here. My goal is fighting the new world order. Yeah, I like a nice car. I like a decent house, 4-bedroom house, a nice pool. The point is I give it all up and basically have given almost everything up to fight tyranny. And I'm proud of where we are, but I'm really proud of the listeners and viewers and their prayer and their support, because this is God here taking action. And I don't want to celebrate. I don't want to say that we're going to completely win. If the judge, clearly this is cut and dry, follows what he's been shown, he'll order a new auction. That's the second most common thing. Or he'll just give it to the folks that have the biggest real cash bid to follow the rules. You got to have cash bids. Prove you got it. Bank account. Okay. People I was working with did that. They had the biggest bid. Other group says, hey, we're going to pledge Alex Jones' future earnings, and we have a bid where no matter what the other person bids, it will go above them off of the $1.5 billion. Which is like made up in the air. So that's where we are. And then they try to change it again and again and again. So I want to thank God. I want to thank all of you for praying. We haven't won yet. We're not out of the woods. But when the judge starts chewing out the other side and saying, you know what, we're going to have a whole other day tomorrow. And it's bad. And plus, the judge knows Shelby Jordan and Walter Sisak are like two of the most respected bankruptcy lawyers in the country. I mean, they both represented we're talking like, well, today it'd be $500 million, $100 million. I mean, we're talking like the biggest companies, okay? I mean, I'm talking like oil companies, like the big ones. So you need to understand, folks, and Ben Brooks, the other lawyer I've got, represents, he's beaten, you name them, TMZ, all the big publications. He sues the media is what he does, which is a little message. Remember that case where they lied about the Dallas Cowboy and they had a big judgment on TMZ? That's my lawyer. So little message, and it's no secret. It's like Trump lets you know he's coming after you with the Justice Department for your criminal actions, Deep State. You're on notice, folks, that you're not going to leave me alone. You didn't settle. You never stop. You've attacked my family. You basically, almost killed my dad. And that's private, but we aren't going to talk about that. But I blame you for his health problems, everything else. So it doesn't matter what I do or what goes on. I'm never going to stop suing you. I'm never going to stop exposing you, ever. And I got a posse of listeners and activists that understand that we're a rallying point, like a Roman standard the enemy army wants to capture. I never knew I'd be a Roman standard. I never knew we'd be like capture the flag. But it's Trump's capture the flag, and Elon Musk they want to get, and they want to get me. They hate Trump. They hate Elon Musk. They hate Alex Jones. They hate me so much. And that's okay. Now they got Joe Rogan to deal with. The more they mess with him, he's just like me, the more he gets hardcore. So they want it. They got it. And that's it. But out of their arrogance and their flagrantness, I do not believe this judge is going to certify outright, naked, foaming at the mouth, cuckoo, Alice in Wonderland Tea Party level craziness. If you guys pull up the cartoon in Alice in Wonderland Tea Party where they're like got 10 different cups and saucers and tea kettles, and they're pouring through one and into another and a hole out of the other and another. And, this is like the biggest flim-flam I mean, it's like you're schizophrenic on eight hits of acid when you're listening to him, okay? Okay, the rules said it had to be cash. Then they gave her. Then they told them they didn't have to follow the rules. Then they kept changing it. Then they told the judge, we don't know what the winning bid is. And it just goes on and on and on. Yeah, this is where I feel like the Democrats, I mean, look at Biden. Look at Kamala Harris. This is them. But they've been in power. They're like Caligula. You know, I finally went and saw last week, and I haven't talked about it. I went and saw Gladiator 2, and it was well done. I think it was as good as the first one. But I was watching the decadent Romans and stuff that are based on real historical figures. They composited together like Caligula and Nero, you know, the twin emperors. I was having PTSD, and I wanted it to end because it was just reminding me of being around Democrats and how they act. I mean, when I'm down in Houston, they've got the Sandy Hook people there, and they literally stand by the door and laugh at me and bug their eyes out, and it's like I'm being stalked. You know, it's like I'm sitting there, and there's the rabbit with the sledgehammer, and I'm just like, what the hell is this? They know full well I barely ever talked about them. They know full well I didn't first question what happened there, just covered a few times the internet said. They know full well I didn't stalk them. They know full well nobody did. They know full well nobody peed on their kids' graves. They know full well they raised hundreds of millions using my name, saying we're under attack, and then raising money for their group off of me because they couldn't raise money to take guns, and Bloomberg runs it. They know all of this. They know they got 75 million or whatever, 76 million. Pull it up. Off of Remington, 74, I forget, pull up Sandy Hook, Remington case. The mother went and bought a gun for her legally, and then it's Remington's fault. The oldest gun maker in America. I mean, I'm thinking, like, if this keeps going in 10,000 years, they'll be burning people at the stake for questioning Sandy Hook or something. So this is their, like, one of their new religions, like George Floyd or whatever, and I'm the guy that killed George Floyd. You know, Adam Lanza killed those kids. And long before they sued me, I said, no, I think it really happened. Because then the police reports they suppressed finally came out. And the cops get there. And they force open the bathroom window. And there's a giant pile of dead little kids. This is the police report. With no blood. And the police report says, we believe the bodies were moved there. So, like, Pizzagate, where it was really in the emails, that you're bringing kids for Tony Podesta's, you know, or John Podesta's pleasure in the woods. And so they divert off to a pizza place and claim a bunch of stuff's happening there that didn't happen. The media did that to get other people to cover it. Then they say, we're discredited to discredit the real thing. I don't know what happened there, but I think kids died. And, man, when I talk about this, they get really pissed. It's in the police reports. Notice they don't want to talk about that. Cops force open the door, pyramid of dead kids, pile of a pyramid. And so, that's why the media gave attention to crazies that were bringing up anomalies that weren't real so that when we covered it, it would never get to what really happened there. And I don't know what really happened there, but I think it's a tragedy. But I got to tell you, the whole thing, the Justice Department, the CIA creating these lawsuits with Bloomberg against me, the way Obama was involved day one, the way it became a Democrat Party franchise to raise money, very ghoulish, very sick to oppose dead children against the rights of the Second Amendment for self-defense. And now it's used dead children against the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, and no one can deny that that's what's been happening. So that's where we are. And every time they get in court, they go, Your Honor, he's still on the air talking about it. They're all over the news saying I'm a demon, saying I deserve this, saying I attack children, saying I need to be taken off the air wherever I'm at. I'm defending myself. You're attacking me. You're attacking me. And they said in the mediations, we want you to stop talking about Sandy Hook. And I said, I never even talk about it. I said, on that one thing I will, if you will. They went, oh, no, we're going to keep attacking you. And I go, let me guess, what else you want? Well, we don't want to talk about the Second Amendment. We don't want to support Trump. We'll get you a list of things. So you'll drop your lawsuits before they have the show trials if I sell out. Never. Because unlike what you claim I am, somebody that lies for money, it's the opposite. I was offered the Fox News job. I was offered a job by Henry Kissinger. I've been extremely successful independently. I like being independent. I don't want to work for the system. So, and that's it. You got any comments? This is going to be very interesting. It's still going to like 8 o'clock tonight. The judge has extended it to tomorrow. And, I talked to my lawyers during the little break they had, if they went like 4 hours. And they just said, look, they talked about what the judge said, how he chewed the other side out. How he said, you know, how he knows they're trying to run the clock out on him going forever and ever and ever. And their time, he's giving them all the time they want. And the judge said that weeks ago. He said, you know, we may need more hearings as we learn more. If we learn that the U.S. trustee talked to the families, not supposed to do that. But it's all in there. It's all there. And this is so corrupt, I believe, that it has to be dealt with. And a lot of people now are believing there will be criminal referrals. And so you can't big rig, you can't collude, you can't price fix. And my lawyers have said this is the definition in their filings. This is beyond textbook. Okay? I mean, this is like, you know, you catch somebody and there's evidence that a child's been molested. This is an analogy. I'm not comparing them to that. I'm not saying they're child molesters. I'm saying it's like an analogy. If the cops catch a three-year-old wandering around the street in front of somebody's house, the neighbors say they saw it come out of that house, and the child's got semen, you know, coming out of them, and they're bleeding from their rectum. And the police go knock on the door and go in. There's some crazy meth head dude, and they find, you know, stuff going on. They think he's the one that did it. They take him into jail. They test the semen. It's him. He can still try to deny it. What if he videotaped it? Now they've got open and shut, prima facie, you know, this is happening. So to use that analogy, like that being an open and shut case, this is open and shut bid rigging. This is open and shut price fixing. This is open and shut collusion. This is lying to the court about it in previous hearings. I mean, it's like if you had a checklist of how to be the most corrupt you could. But again, they're the Democrats. They're Bloomberg. They're all powerful. The media's on their side. Why not? Well, there might still be some courts where you can't run around with your hair on fire, you know, doing whatever you want. So you can run on for a long time. You can run on for a long time. But sooner or later, the truth will cut you down politically, nonviolently, in a loving way. I can think of other. Yeah, here's another analogy. You know, like cops pull over somebody for swerving. They hear somebody banging in the trunk. They open the trunk up. There's a woman tied up. Well, something's going on. The guy in the car is going to jail. Then they get a warrant, go to the guy's house, and there's 15 bodies buried in the backyard. That's the prime suspect. But what if he wrote diaries about it and shot VHS film of him doing it? You're going to the electric chair. That's the level of how they documented what they wrote up forms and have it all on record how they did it. So, and I guess they thought like it's okay if they did that. Oh, and what's this sound like to you?
Well, it's hard for people that haven't been in the wrong corner of a rigged courtroom or a rigged legal situation to even fully appreciate or comprehend what it is you're getting into. Unfortunately, I have experienced it too, but it's like you said, it's like they come into these situations and they just figure, oh, everyone's in it with me. And that's kind of the liberal mindset is, oh, everybody's in it with me. That teacher that wants to groom the kids is in it with me. That guy in the media is in it with me, hating Trump, whatever. They don't even have to communicate it. It's just like they all know, like, hey, we don't have to tell you we're here to get Alex. Like, we're all in on it to get Alex, right? And then one guy just says, hey, I'm not here to get Alex. It's like, oh, well, hold on now a second, you know. And it's the same thing. Like, they're standing outside the courtroom bug-eyeing you. It's like, hey, someone else will do our dirty work.
They actually come up and get in my space, and bodyguards have to grab me in Connecticut. They're like, whew, you know. And like, dude, I said one of their names once. They gave the FBI agent that started the lawsuits $130 million. I never even knew his name. We never talked about him.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't even here during any of this. I didn't join InfoWars till 2016. They somehow roped me into these lawsuits. Well, look, you got to be hard to kill. If you're an American, you're hard to kill. Alex Jones is an American. This is an American news operation here, independent. And so,
well, we're fighters, and you're a fighter, but it's the listeners that support us, the AlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesAdvocates.com. We're the reason. You're the reason we're still here. I think of us as the listeners, too. We're all one family. It's you, folks. Thank you, because I could have done none of this. You are.
I was a listener. Here I am.
You're 99% of this, folks. You are the fight. Thank you. Listen, thank you. They've already almost destroyed me and my family. I don't care about that. I just want to beat them. It's the right thing. I want to stop them. I want to stop the times. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for your word about. Thank you to the crew putting up with me. I've been so angry and stuff behind the scenes. I love everybody. Thank you, everybody.
We'll be here again tomorrow.
I mean, heartfelt. Thanks for keeping us in the fight. It's your fight, too. You know that.
Epic.
My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at the AlexJonesStore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, That's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down the AlexJonesStore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.